Blog Talk Radio.
I was sitting up there sleeping. It woke me up. I said, I hope that wasn't poop. My poop and got that loose.
That's good.
Huh?
It
probably is.
Well, don't be so pessimistic, my friend.
Yeah.
Have optimism. Oh, well, realistically speaking.
It seems like I can smell something.
You got Bed Bath again?
Mm-hmm.
Better?
Much better. You know, I've only been here 2 weeks with this kind of wound, and insurance want to put me out already. Yeah. I guess they don't want to pay.
And why they would do that. You need dialysis, but it's not like a question.
Mm-hmm.
Dialysis and how expensive it
is? I'm 18, man. I don't even know what insurance is.
Okay.
Ready?
Oh, okay. Three. Take it easy up there by my shoulder, man.
Pardon?
I'm trying to get old far enough where you don't have to stuff a tooth under my shoulder.
Are you good? Come back. We're going to come back in about 15, 20 minutes. Is that David?
You did?
No, I didn't see
anything.
No. And why?
Okay.
Good thing. Either way, we'll start playing.
I need to
call late. Oh. Yeah.
Is that or no?
Yeah. While we're in the bed, okay. Don't put it on me.
Don't.
Mm-hmm. I need to my table.
Right.
Be back in a little bit, okay?
All right. All right, we go, yeah. Had to play your intro. We got a lot of people on here.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Do it.
Whatever it is.
Friday.
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 right, y'all. This is your host, Big Eddie. Started the show at 9 o'clock. Just got here and got in the bed, so now we're going to get things moving. Also, I'm your referee. Here we go. No, in the left corner, you got King. And over in the right corner, you got People's Champ. Ding, ding, ding. All right, here we go, y'all. First punch, though. Bam, it's a knockout. The King is out of there. How y'all doing tonight, man? Y'all hear me, let me know, because I don't hear nothing. Silent. Somebody come on in and join with me. Y'all hear me, hit the one button. We got everything right. Let's see, make sure I ain't got nothing muted. There we go. There we go. Thank you, Brother Kid. Hey,
goddamn, Big Eddie, who got knocked out?
King, man, first round. Shit, what the hell?
Damn. That was a first round TKO.
That's think you better let it go. Let it go, baby. Look like another love TKO. That's
People's Champ, huh?
That's the People's Champ, brother. Came on last night and he told the man who he was. There it is. King versus the People's Champ. Be going down. Both fit pink. Bobby Cole race. If you can make it, it's going to be exciting. Because the talk been going on too long. Too strong, man. So, kid, catch me up on what's happening today. Any new news going on in the Grudge world?
No, not that I know of.
Man. Any more news about Brother Mike Hill? We all send our prayers out to him and hope for him and his family and hope that he recover.
Yep.
Yes, sir. Wonder where them boys at tonight, man. Had to draw on Wit last night, man. Wit got to talking crazy. Going with the hee-hee, ha-ha, and he had to hee-hee his ass on up for a challenge.
Oh, man, who's drawing on Wit?
And hurry him get that. Yeah, the People's Champ. Shit.
Oh, okay.
So, Wit told me to call him. Yeah, Wit told me to call him. At least his body language told me to call him. There you go. Feel me?
Yep.
I thought I had a little help today. I thought my boy, Chuck, who came in and helped me out. I'm glad I got out of there. Honestly, a little earlier than I thought, you know. Hadn't been getting upstairs, man, back into my room. What I do with my phone. I hadn't been getting back to my room till like 10:30, almost 11 o'clock. But tonight, it got me on up out of there. And I am, y'all. Let me get my phone for I can see if anybody raised their hand. We're going to try to have a nice show. We had a pretty good show last night on the Big Sam show. We had to come on in and make our presence be felt.
Yeah, well, time is steady getting closer.
This weekend race got rained out, right?
I think it did.
They call it?
I'm not for sure.
Yeah. It probably was somebody rain dancing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
What's up? We kind of made it for sure. There don't be no rain dancing on this race here. He can wipe the whole weekend out. And the race is guaranteed to stay locked until we get down.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody going to keep the money locked until we get down.
Yep.
So, get no rain ticket.
Carry on to the next race. Carry on to the next race where everybody's satisfied at the race, with the race. Yep.
Right. That's right.
Well, they can agree to a decent spot.
That's up. Well, we don't really want no lockup, man. Even though the lockup is 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Who want to get that ass?
In other words, you want to knock up a patch of hair out their ass, huh?
Yep. We're going to get it out of our ass, or we're going to get it out of there. I don't care where everybody at, man.
I don't know. They're probably still on the morning show hanging out.
Oh, we got quite a few people on here, man.
Oh, yeah.
Ain't nobody raised their paws yet.
Mm-hmm.
And there was something I want to talk about. I don't really know how to say it, and if I say it, I don't want to offend nobody. You know.
Mm-hmm. Come on out with it, Foster. Come on out with it, sir.
This statement that I might make, I ain't sure I'm going to make it. Hold on.
It's a blanket
statement that I might make only for entertainment. Purposes. Don't nobody get any feelings. You know, you got people to come out. They claim to be the baddest suckers up here in Chicago or in the Midwest. And what I was wondering, how would you come in being the baddest motherfucker in the Midwest to make sure you can stay that way instead of coming out on your own and say, I'm going to whoop everybody's ass to get in my way. Run up under the fast people and cuddle up like a pussycat.
Damn.
You're going to be the baddest. You're supposed to show the baddest who's the baddest.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you supposed to do that one? That's just like we put our shit together. I told them.
Man,
everybody
go offending people already, man.
Oh, damn, flop, man. I ain't mean. I don't think I'm D.I. I ain't say no name.
What's happening, Ed? What's happening?
Ain't no flop. What's going on?
That's the trouble up,
don't know,
y'all.
You know what
I mean? What?
Look like
yeah, I'm doing good, man.
Come
I'm doing
on,
good,
here.
Man.
Come
but
on,
that's
here.
Just a question
come
I wanted
here.
To ask. You coming out, and you come out saying, I'm the baddest motherfucker. You supposed to come out draw on the baddest motherfucker, not cut her up in his arms.
Well, maybe let me stop. Eddie.
Like a pussy.
Big Eddie.
Hey,
I mean,
come on, man.
People could, of course, say what they want to say, and they could do what they want to do.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, shit. 4 or 5 years ago, I was talking about coming out whooping motherfuckers' ass, and I ain't did a goddamn thing. You feel me? So, I mean, even though
you still was coming out.
Yeah, but
you
I never
still
made
was coming
out.
But when you do make it out, you still put yourself in position. I mean, if you want to be a poo butt, go ahead. I'm just trying to tell you the difference in this, man.
Uh-huh.
The difference in this is, if you're going to come out, and you're going to stand that tall, how you going to go get the fastest motherfucker that's already in Chicago that everybody know about and get up under their arm? If you're really coming out for competition, you're going to tell them, too. You get it.
Well, and that's what
we
stop a lot of drag racing. We create teams. You feel me? We get with other guys and ask them for their knowledge, and they become our team. So now we can't run them. They're part of our team. You know what I mean? I mean, I get it. Tate and Donye was the fastest guys in Chicago. Right? Tate and Donye, they were the fastest guys in Chicago. Right, Big Eddie?
One time.
So now they get somebody else up under their umbrella. Now, it's like we got a team. We unbeatable. Of course, you grab hold to the fastest motherfuckers in Chicago. I mean, who gonna beat them? Nobody. I mean, that's a given. You know what I mean? So, yeah. It is what it is. You know what I mean? But who knows? Shit. Something might happen to them. Hell, motherfucker might be able to give one of them a run for their money. Who knows? You know, I mean, you know, everybody got their time to shine, baby. That's all I can tell you. Everybody got their time to shine.
I hear you, man. Thank you for that conversation. I want to come on. Y'all want to come on and talk about something else? Cause mom just killed my conversation. What up, man?
Nah, fuck that, Eddie. He went way in left field. Let me ask you this. I'm trying to process what you're saying. If I'm in high school, Eddie, I can't say I'm the baddest motherfucker in high school football and go down here and play in the kindergarten class. I got to play with some motherfuckers in high school football or above.
That's up.
Yeah, so I can't go down there and play with the kids and be done talking to all this shit. So it's a choice you got to make. If you talk that shit, you got to live it.
Hey, Flop.
Come on.
Now, let me stop this bullshit right here. This sounds like a motherfucker trying to get information, and he ain't going to never find out what the fuck somebody doing. He just shit.
Now, Chuck, where'd that come from?
Where'd
that come from, man? We didn't say what nobody was doing. We don't give a fuck what y'all doing.
You
got your time,
man.
Coming too, man, mister.
We're going to stop that bullshit right now.
You can't stop nothing because you in the midst, too.
You just want somebody to
You can't
something.
Stop nothing.
I ain't trying to stop nothing.
So you like what?
I'm going to tell you now.
Hold it. What am I trying to get somebody to say in that conversation?
What
am I trying to get somebody to say in that conversation?
Well, that's why you said
what
it.
What am I
you
trying to get
no
on
the name
hey,
on well, put a
it?
It
don't make no
thing.
Sense.
Put a name on it.
Sure. I just did. You.
What? Uh-oh. I ain't said a motherfucking word.
Well, shut the fuck up then.
I'm just saying.
Okay,
you worry
cool
about a motherfucker claiming they the baddest motherfucker.
That.
Say they goddamn
hey, man.
Name. Just get up there and run them, and you're gonna find out real soon how bad he is.
He already got that in the plan, but it don't make sense
that's
to
what
me.
I'm saying. So why is you saying
what's being
off?
Said and how
it
go? Why is you on here saying anything? You gonna get fucked up.
You trying God, to fish for damn. Some damn information.
Hold on, Chuck. Chuck, you just told me a few weeks ago, before you grabbed a hold of the dick and started swinging too. You always told me, if they don't come off, if they
don't
come off 87th Street, okay, well, sometimes you need to back up and let a motherfucker have his show, man. You always come in. I try to get
that
a show started,
man.
And then you come in and start to crash it. You always try to come in and crash my conversation.
I ain't going to let it happen.
You can't stop it. You can't stop nothing, man.
Hey man, the only way to stop it is the race. Fuck it.
There you go.
And I already had said before this freckle face motherfucker came on. Hey, I'm through with the conversation. Let's go somewhere else.
Hey, watch.
But yeah,
it,
he
Eddie,
wanted to talk
problem,
shit.
You said
oh man, I'm sorry.
Man.
Every time I try to have
shit.
Any kind of
that's
show, man, this dude always pushing
it
the wrong way.
Don't know what the fuck is going on.
Hey, Eddie, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Now let me ask you a question about that statement you made. Is he wrong for saying he's the king and going and teaming up with somebody?
You can say whatever you want to say. You ain't wrong in whatever you do. It just don't add up to me. Of course you can be there with the fastest motherfuckers in Chicago and claim some. You see, we didn't come out like that. We coming at their ass. So if we do happen to win all the way up the ladder like we plan to do, then we can say that we did what we said we going to do. We ain't just claiming. Coming for the action.
Well, I mean, man, only thing, if that's the case, then if he say he the king and y'all feel that he ain't the king, dethrone him.
Exactly.
I ain't said he ain't the king. I never say he is not the king.
Don't worry about who he went under, or what car he got, Eddie,
because ain't nobody telling him.
Yes, we going to dethrone
that
him.
That shit ain't for him.
That don't even make
that's
sense what somebody telling me. Okay, what am I trying to find out, sir?
You wouldn't have made a fucking statement like that
out?
If you wasn't trying to find out.
I can make any statement I want to make.
Know
like
who
you can make any statement you want to make, man.
You wouldn't have made that statement.
I didn't ask who he's riding with. I know who he's riding with, so why would I have that?
And you're going to prove how fast he is next month.
Hey, Eddie, one thing about it, man. When a man got a badass car, he can beat on his chest as long as he wants.
He got a badass car.
You punch him until you can punch him in the chest and knock the air out of him. That's the only way.
Mm-hmm.
Until he can be defeated. I mean, man, ain't nobody stepping up to the plate,
man.
Really.
Hey,
what can you say? You can't get mad at the man.
Yeah, that's the truth. That's the truth.
Ain't nobody mad at him.
You can't get
nobody mad at him.
You mad at him. I'm not saying you mad at him. But
you mad,
man, you know what?
Mad.
That man, I'm not going to say no names, and I'm pretty sure everybody know who you talking about. But that man has a car that's working, that's getting there.
He got a bad hot rod. I ain't going to doubt that.
Yeah,
I ain't going to say nothing different.
He
got a bad hot rod to possibly do what he say he can do.
But see, that's the thing of it. If you know he got a bad hot rod, no matter who he go and team up with, And if it's another fast car, like Vaughn car, it don't make a difference. I mean, man, that's just like saying when the Bulls won. Oh, well, they had all these players.
Vaughn a bad sucker, too. That's what.
So, I mean, man,
I'm not gonna let y'all come on my show and tell me what I can't talk about.
No,
as simple as that.
I don't tell y'all what not to talk about, man.
I'm just trying to make a conversation, make a show, man. I'm just trying to make a show.
Hey, Eddie, let's let it be known, I never said that you couldn't talk about it.
Hey, Chuck, all you got to do, if you want to hear bullshit, is listen to yourself, because you full of bullshit right now, man.
Yeah, but I'm fast as a
fuck. That's all you
got
to do.
I give a fuck. Nah.
We going to find out.
You should have damn sure. We're going to find out when all four of them bitches run over y'all ass. So anyway... You call bullshit. You trying to find some information. You ain't going to find it because ain't nobody saying a motherfucking word. Nah, you can keep probing all you fucking want. It ain't going to happen.
Nobody probing, but
yeah, you probing.
Yeah,
with
what
that
we need. What I'm probing for. I don't care what
you
y'all
probing,
come with.
Man. You probing.
I don't
ain't
care
nobody
what y'all
gonna
come
say
with.
Shit. Ain't nobody going to say shit.
I don't know what
just
you think. I want somebody to say.
Probing,
you ain't got
man.
Nothing over there we worried about.
Yeah, I know. You I'm probing them.
Just down the clock.
Hey, Eddie, what do gorillas do? They beat their chest, and that's what that man doing because he got a gorilla. Hey, you can't take nothing from him, man. You know, hey, he started off, you know, small. He's a big time now. I mean, hey.
Man, I just asked a question to see if anybody want to conversate. Y'all say what y'all want to say, man.
If it was meant for you to know, then
y'all
want to
say.
I'm going to
say what I
want to
say, man. I ain't saying nothing bad about nobody or nothing like that, man.
You ain't going to
know.
I ain't saying that you said anything bad, Eddie. No, I ain't saying that you said anything bad.
But this punk-ass Chuck, man, he's sitting there talking crazy. Y'all always come in on my show, man, and do this kind of shit, man.
Hey, you and Chuck
always talk sometime, man.
Yeah,
but sometimes he goes too far. I remember one time I was trying to have a show about Black history. Standing there when nobody else show and cut them off and cut the show down and everything. The man come on my show and cut it down because I was having a little segment about Black history. You got to stop that shit, man.
Who
ain't going
to
disrespect
me?
You in that way, you shouldn't do me like
you
that.
You say I cut it down?
Hey, you shut it down. You came in talking crazy. I left the shit alone.
Oh,
man, just like I'm going to leave this conversation. Just like I'm going to leave this conversation alone. Just like I'm going to leave this shit alone. I'm going to let y'all come on with a subject. I was just trying to get something started, man.
You can get something started, but you bought
I was just
the
trying to get something started. You go get something started, man.
Wrong tree. You trying to find out information.
Go ahead.
If you want to find out information,
we ain't worried about that, man.
News.
He got what he need. We got what we need. So you got what you need. We got what we need. So all we got to do is get down. All we got to do is get on them dates and get out.
It's going down, man.
Hey, who going to – y'all going to be dancing partners or something?
He can lock his ass in for our race. You know, his big mouth ass can lock his ass in.
Man, I got three more races before y'all race. I ain't going to never do no dumb shit like that.
You can get a break clause. You can get a break clause.
No, ain't no need no break clause.
You get a break
clause. I don't need a break clause. When I'm ready, goddammit, I'm ready. Motherfucker trying to find information like you motherfucking Fox News.
How would ass nigga want to talk shit?
Lord, how much...
Motherfucking wrong information. Don't worry about what they doing. They just ready to race.
I try to come on and give a show.
First of all, I come on this show. I want to say,
I'm trying to trick somebody with that kind
today.
Of question.
I'm trying to.
You know, I'm just playing it. You know, I'm shooting the shit.
Is my mic open?
I know you, man, Flop.
Yeah,
we hear you leaking.
God damn, what's going on? I'm trying to see how y'all guys doing. What the hell is the show, ain't it?
This motherfucking Eddie trying to pump somebody for some fucking information and shit.
Oh, man.
I didn't ask no question.
I didn't ask one question, man. Yeah, you did.
I don't know where you get that from. That motherfucker sometime pop. But you didn't pop too many pop tops before you got in there.
Oh, man.
That shit down sometime, Chuck.
Man,
sit down sometime, man.
Hey, we got 2 more months before this race happens. It's gonna be okay. Y'all have a chance.
Yeah, it's gonna be
all right. Don't get in the feeling, Eddie. You and Chuck do this all the time.
Man, look, that motherfucker
not
tried
like
to call
this, this man
in
always
to
come out and try to push
the
shit away.
Ain't nobody gonna tell him shit.
I don't see how that add up to you, and I don't give a fuck how you feel about it. I know what I'm doing.
This punk motherfucker gonna try to call me a dick rider. How the fuck am I riding anybody's motherfucking shit?
You were just telling me that if a motherfucker didn't come off 87th Street,
exactly
there ain't no problems in
that
town more than one.
Goddamn, I don't ride nobody.
Hey, Eddie.
I apologize
let me
for saying
something.
That, Chuck.
Apologize, motherfucker. Don't let that get to you.
Do you know Chuck laugh and grin at me and he say, now everybody got a chance to fuck when he going to whoop every everybody. That didn't bother me. We just laugh and talk shit.
Mm-hmm.
Chuck. That's Chuck. Now, if he said everything on 87th Street is bad as hell, you got to go with that. That's his opinion.
And I meant it.
He never knocked them and discredited them in no kind of way. Never. Okay. You can put in work. They show me.
Always starting that bullshit.
Yep. Mm. Leon, you going to run the show, man. I'll mute whoever you tell me to mute.
I don't know what to do. I don't know what to talk about tonight.
I can't talk now. You want to cut me off? You want to mute my mic?
Man. You can run. You can talk now. You
not,
can
not, talk. Not the red button.
You don't
want
to talk to me.
Let my door wide open. You ain't telling no truth, huh?
Hey, my mic open.
Motherfucker,
yeah, I hear you saying
that.
Straight, run this
they
shit out of
minute.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, wait, because I'm doing my show right now.
What's going on? Yeah. All right,
close the door for me.
All I know is.
You got a motherfucker on here from CNN trying to find out what the fuck
good.
Is going on 87.
Yeah,
oh, man, not the CNN news.
You might as well go on 76 in Halstead or whatever the police station and ask them. Fuck wrong with him.
How long you been holding that in, Chuck?
You probably hang at the police station, motherfucker.
Why the fuck you been asking information on him?
Hey, Flop.
Now you gotta
Flop
call the motherfucker all the way in Memphis for help. Hey, Flop.
So what you trying to say, Chuck? Big Andy using the FBI tactics.
He trying to do some shit.
Hey,
motherfucker different.
Oh, man.
Don't
yo, what up?
Hey, Chuck.
Did you hear me?
Hey, Chuck.
Did you hear me ask anybody a question? about their cop.
Hey, Eddie, get this lamp off me, man. It's getting hot on me, man. This lamp is hot on me.
I want you to answer this honestly, Flop.
What?
Yeah, you doing?
No. I ain't seen nothing wrong with it. You know, I'm just jabbing. But Eddie, let me tell you this.
Chuck
may know something I don't know.
This motherfucker act like he a prosecutor gonna make an opening statement trying to find out where the damn car come from, how fast he run, and who he running with. Who the fuck cares?
Who car is that, Tom? You finna take blood
sugar? He talking about Ryan car. Who the fuck cares?
Oh, man. Not probably Ryan.
Yeah. Gonna try to talk
pedal. Ain't say no name.
About
ain't say no name.
Bad and who is they running with and this, that, and other.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Leon.
Yeah.
I'm speaking on integrity. I'm speaking on the idea. Give me a second, Leon.
Hey, my mic open. I just want to ask a question.
Yeah, we hear you, cuz. We hear you.
Yeah, how
if hey, Chuck, let me ask one question.
Yeah.
If they got a problem with Sunlight, with Ryan being their leader, but they talk about him
right.
Every day, all day long.
Oh, man.
Hold on. It don't matter who the fucking leader is, whether they know him or not. If y'all
mm-hmm.
got a problem with Ryan, take your car out there and beat his ass.
That's
what
I'm saying. That's what I'm getting at.
You got a point there.
If they
got
a problem with him,
that's it.
And they don't want him to. Hey, they don't want him to be the leader because
mm-hmm.
he got the award or whatever the case may be. If, you know, the award, you the king or whatever.
All the man said is he going to let his motherfucking car do the talking.
Good point.
They got a problem with that.
It don't matter who he running with. He could be running, goddamn it, right beside Eddie and don't know.
Mm-hmm.
He going to let his car do his talking. It don't matter who the fuck he hanging with, running with, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
He just told you he got a team of motherfuckers behind him. That's it.
Hey, I know
good
one
point.
Time
good point.
They didn't give a fuck who he was with when he first came. He was coming back with a car, Chuck. They didn't give a fuck who he was with. They said they gonna whoop his ass. He wasn't shit.
Mm-hmm.
He was.
How many people is talking that same shit now?
Oh man,
none of them.
Nobody.
Nobody. That's right.
No, I don't understand.
I'm just tripping out how a motherfucker trying to get in somebody else's business or who they running with and what they got. That's fucked up.
Oh, man.
This CNN in motherfucking New Jersey.
I'm messing it up.
That's fucked up.
Oh, hell mercy.
Don't tell me they got private investigators and shit around here, man.
I got to call bullshit.
Not the feds.
I got to call bullshit when I hear it. And that's
Tate.
Bullshit.
Tate.
Yeah.
Chuck came in and turned that shit all the way around. All I was doing was getting the conversation started. Like everybody else do, and when they come on their shows and act,
oh,
really? You know,
that
I mean, that's
Eddie,
all I was doing.
Eddie.
And
in the shit gate, because it don't make a difference who with who. Like y'all got 100 people with y'all right now. That do it matter if they own your team
we do?
Or they not with your team? They riding with you. As long as they it don't matter. Like they riding with you. Who cares if they a part of your team or not? Why are they worried about
mm-hmm.
who with who? It's a race locked in. If you gambling, pick a side. Ride with it. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
How the fuck would somebody
want to
worry about who with who?
That motherfucking CNN Eddie reporting.
Oh, come on, Chuck.
Who's zooming stop. Who?
Stop me Lord when I'm lying.
Hey,
stop me when
like
I'm lying.
Leon. I just bet with Leon when I thought he can win, and I done bet with him when I know he's going to get fucked up. He ain't
mm-hmm.
like, so if I bet with him, that don't mean we
ain't
together.
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Y'all just like Leon on that right?
Good point.
If I don't like him on the race, I'm going to bet against him. Same way he going to do me. If he don't like me in the race, he going to bet the other motherfucker way. If he like me, he going to bet with me. That don't make us a team. That don't make we hate on each other. He bet his money. He make his money. He go to work. He punch the clock. I make my money the way I make my money. I'm going to gamble the way the fuck I gamble my money. So why the fuck
you
is everybody worried about who we
hope? You bet your money to win.
That's it. Who's zoom in who? Hey, Pete, I hope they heard that loud and clear. A lot of these folks got problems when you want to bet the other way.
Oh, man.
I can bet the other way, still be your friend, be cool with you. I hope they're looking at that real good.
You know what's crazy? Leon? It's people that want to bet against Ryan and been causing all these motherfucking big shot ass bets to people that might not bet the bet, right? Why they don't call Tate? Why they don't call me? Call me if you want to bet $1,000 or $2,000. I'll cover that motherfucker. Don't be calling on the phone and talking, you know what I'm saying, outside your ass when you really don't want to gamble like that. Call the motherfucker that want to gamble like that. I want to gamble. I want it. I'm taking all
there.
Motherfucking bets. I love Dirty Diana in that race. I'm taking all goddamn bets. Let's make a public announcement. If you want a goddamn bet, see me. I'll cover it.
The man's world.
There ain't no shade to Leroy. To Leroy, my man. I fuck with Leroy the long way. I fuck with Eddie. But goddamn it, he racing. Goddamn
hey,
the motherfucker that I'm running with.
Hey Tate. Hey Tate.
What?
Chuck.
What?
Just twist the whole thing around, man. That's
oh,
all
man,
he do this
Chuck
shit all
around.
The time,
I
man.
He
just twist this shit all the way around, man. I just called him. I'm just trying to have a show and have some fun. You know what I'm saying? And that's all I'm doing, man. But you know what?
I ain't twist the motherfucker.
Don't run into a flop or anybody.
I had to shut that bullshit down.
You ain't shut shit down with your punk ass. That's what I'm telling you. You can't do shit.
That goddamn Ryan is a bad man.
There's a race between two motherfuckers that feel differently about what the outcome is. I'm going to say this to everybody on this goddamn show. You don't have to feel bad or hide your hand and throw rocks. If you like one car or the other, just say it.
Got a point there.
There's no hard feelings. It's just a race. Motherfuckers shoot dice
all
together and lose. They play one-on-one basketball together and lose. You bet on football games and lose. Just pick a side and gamble.
Hey, Tate. That ain't what it's about, man. Ryan tell me I'm your king. I say, Ryan, until it's proven differently, you can be who you want to be. I ain't never told Ryan not to say that shit. But since he's been saying it, I'm finna make a joke on it because Leroy came in last night saying he's the people champ. So I was making that a thing, building up for the race. You understand me? But, man, it just don't make no sense, man. It don't make no sense, man, for this man to come in and always... I try to be good with him and talk with him about shit. He always come in and disrupt my show when I try to get something going. He ought to be a part of it. That's cool, but it's certain things you go too far. Like he said, I shouldn't call him no dick swinger. He should respect my motherfucking show sometime. And let's get out and be friends like we are and like we've been.
Nigga. Fuck you. You don't call
to
me.
The
damn,
I was trying to change
I don't
shit.
Do that shit, nigga. I ride my
you're very disrespectful to Big Eddie, Chuck.
Damn. Man, fuck that, man. You can't call me no motherfucking dick swinger. Nigga,
Lord,
I got my
what did I tell you? Hey, Chuck, what did I tell you? Anytime a person tell me.
I got my own
shit.
I ride my own motherfucking
shit. He called me everything but the child of God too, man.
What?
Oh,
why?
Man.
Why
fuck you.
God quit when you made your ass. That's
question.
Why.
Why did you? Why you call me Big Twinkle? Why?
Why?
My,
yeah,
why
am I swinging on dick?
Oh man!
Because honestly, did it because I ain't had nothing else to say, man. I started going too far on me, so I just said something.
No,
I just said something, Tate. Just like a lot of motherfuckers do.
That's okay. I don't play that, Eddie. That's fucked up, dog.
I want to know, I'm going to have to say, who dick was he swinging on? Like, for you to call him a dick.
Look, Tate.
Nobody.
I told a man
nobody.
When he told me he don't play that,
own,
I said, all right. I said, all right, man, I apologize.
Man,
I'm the type of person, if you tell me, If you tell me it's something you don't like and I did it once, I try not to do it again.
No,
see, you won't let me talk to you, Tate.
I ain't going for that shit.
His mud bone and fuck him up.
I'm telling you.
Once you say that.
You telling me, hold on, you telling me what, Chuck?
I said your motherfucking apology ain't accepted, motherfucker. The only cause I know about is
you ain't gotta accept it.
I'm just
you ain't gotta
you,
accept
you
it,
never
man.
Said that shit.
But I gave it to you,
that.
So that's good enough for me.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
All right. All right.
Hey, Chuck.
Motherfucker,
I don't know what you're trying to pull off here. I told you, if you don't accept the apology, just don't accept the apology.
I don't accept that shit.
But ain't nothing else going to come out this
shit.
Nothing
about
so
my
we,
own
about,
shit. I ain't never said nothing about nobody car.
Didn't ask you to call me a dick rider. Didn't nobody
that's
ask
both.
You to.
I'm just saying.
Ain't nobody,
why the fuck did you call me that?
I had to do it to shut your punk ass up because
you
just,
can't shut me up.
Oh, man.
Crazy, man.
You can't shut me up.
I got your attention.
No, because you punk ass nigga. Bogus, man.
I don't
hurt.
Give a fuck. You bogus. I feel
okay.
You bogus for what
you're
doing.
Say the truth hurt.
No. That ain't the truth, bitch. That's just fucked up, dog. Did you call me that?
Hey, man, I can't do nothing else. But not, I'll never call you that again, Chuck. You told me
that's
you don't
right.
like it.
You
I told
you
I apologize.
I got
you never hit
I
me in the head again.
I got you. Don't even trip. I got you.
Hello?
Get down with my bone, nigga. Get down with my bone.
Oh, man.
Rocks off to the front.
Well, Leon, take over the show,
off.
Man. Leon,
if I take over, I hear you, but y'all gotta stop. Y'all gotta stop. I'm gonna say it like
I'm
this.
You gonna take over the show, man? You gonna take over
okay,
the show?
Okay, okay, okay. But I'm gonna say it like this though. Everybody know each other. Certain people don't like that. Just some of them things,
mm-hmm.
just keep them comments to yourself. So they don't look good, but that to me, my opinion, that wasn't the proper way for you and Chuck anyway. I thought y'all was just joking, but
no.
Chuck don't like that. And you shouldn't say that because I'm one of the main persons. When you say something to me, I don't take no apology because it don't mean shit. It's been said already. Damage done already.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to take that, so that's what you got to work on. Y'all got to work on.
Yeah.
If you want to get under my skin like that, you need that out not talk to me at all. I don't want you to make me mad and make me say something that I didn't mean to say, but I didn't say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, at the end of the day, it's just racing, man. I don't care who it is. It's just racing. We go racing and whoop each other ass, and don't you know we'll laugh and grin? Now, how the hell we get on these shows and get cut up like this? Certain people, how long have I been knowing Chuck and Dunn? You ain't never called them out their name. I might cuss at them, but I ain't never called no B, no O. Because they,
mm-hmm.
might step up, though. They are my friends.
Well,
with
he called me bitches.
That's it.
He called me that. He called me that all the time. I don't take no offense to
well,
it because
play,
I know it ain't no
play a lot,
to
so I thought. Y'all play a lot.
Okay,
so
that's what I'm saying. So,
too.
Like you say, a lot of people don't like the B word. And he calls me a B all the time.
Out of your motherfucking name. That's a goddamn lie.
You always calling me a B, Chuck. You always calling me a B.
No, I don't.
I don't hold you to that shit.
I don't.
Yes,
I don't,
you do.
I don't. I barely even call anybody a bitch.
Hey. You can ask. You can ask Leroy.
Bitches,
have you heard you
never
say that?
Call nobody a bitch.
You call me a bitch, man.
It's
several
right,
times.
You don't.
And I ain't bothering
you
about
it,
man. I didn't come off on you that way.
It's cool.
Settle it on the track.
It's cool.
Yeah.
Go on with the show, dog.
I just say that because. Some of us we can't go around doing that. I can't go around and call everybody that like it's cool. That's can't do that.
Hey Leon,
if you don't like it,
I don't bother nobody until they bother me, man. I don't fuck with nobody
Eddie,
until they fuck with me.
Eddie, you having a show, you want people to come on to voice their opinion on stuff, but that them certain things. You know, it goes somewhere else. It breaks up friend relationship and
I'm through with it, man.
That.
I'm through with it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm through with it. Y'all go ahead
track.
And do y'all thing.
No, I'm just
Cold Blue, whatever his name is.
Well, them races already.
Hey,
Marv,
one of y'all
I mean,
run the show, man. No. Go ahead, Marv. I got the boy.
Are we gonna let Leon run the show?
I'm just trying to get some shit straight. So now, who all on the phone know? Them
it's
certain
straight.
Words just don't fit.
It's straight, Leon.
Don't fit people. So I know, Eddie. I'm just talking about it because I ain't got nothing else to talk about. Ain't no racing going on. Still got had rain down there, and because if it didn't rain, I'd have been down there. I ain't got much to talk about. I ain't got no oil pressure, so I can't talk about beating nobody ass because I ain't got no oil pressure.
You don't beat nobody
else. So, that's why you want me to get on the phone and talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I melt your ass, though.
Damn.
See how I get him out the bush and get him. That's a meltdown.
Yeah, yeah.
Shit. Oh, well, I guess you would.
So, Marvin, since you did that, you on front line. So, Marvin, you teamed up with TikTok then, right?
They my associates, yes.
Oh man, not the TikTok.
Oh, so I thought they were your team. Yeah, I heard you say that was your team.
Yes, mm-hmm. They're part of my team. Absolutely, yeah.
Oh, okay,
yes.
Well, let's figure it out. Let's get it together. Now that's your team. Right. That means you should be fast when you come out.
Let me tell you something, Leon. I got my own shit.
I ain't got nothing to do.
I ain't no motherfucker controlling me and my car. So no. Just because I'm on your team don't mean you got to put a motor in my car and all that shit. Hell no, I ain't going for that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. No. I run who I want to run. I do what I want to do. So, get the motherfucker tell me shit.
No.
Uh-uh. Nope.
Well, I mean, you know, when guys got fast cars and they fast, you can learn, you can pick up some knowledge off of them.
That's right. Absolutely.
So you've been gone for a while, so you should be pretty stout come 24.
Well, no, I ain't been gone for a while. I've been on the scene. I've just been doing a little testing, been, finding out my shit.
That's what I said. You should be pretty stout when you get ready to come around, come up here and go to grab it on somebody, you know. You should be pretty good. I just hope everybody race, man. Everybody get them a man and grab hold of them. Now, me, myself, don't wait till no event to race somebody. That's what we didn't lock in. We didn't locked up with that. What my grandfather called these junks. They go down dirt road. Lester, you don't know what you're doing. I know a lot of people been around racing a long time, so they should be pretty sharp with these cars. You know what I'm saying, kid? So we don't have to wait for no event to go and grab hold of a motherfucker and knock his shit back. You should be able to grab it. And you know. Y'all come on now. Eddie got the show. Y'all got to come up with something. I just holding a conversation with Marvin.
Well, there you go, Leon, right there. You just said part of the show you talk about. Why they wait till the event want to go race somebody?
It got quiet. I mean, let me ask this question. Is it a lot of car owners on the phone? A lot of racers? I ain't going to even say grudge race, just a lot of racers. Because y'all want to have a show, y'all got to talk. You just can't hold the phone.
Oh, I'm back, Leon. I'm back. I got cut off. I'm back.
No, I was just saying, was there a lot of car owners on the phone?
Is that,
you know,
Marvin? Is that Marvin, Leon?
Yeah.
Marvin, what's going on, brother? Happy New Year.
Oh, taking it easy. This Tate dog?
Yeah. Marvin.
Hey, what's up, brother Tate?
Why is TikTok acting like he ain't going to race the car this year, but he said he going to the racetrack and locking cars in?
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to figure this out now. They say, hold up now, let me just finish it. They say Ryan was dodging them, and which that's fine. But, you know, we all know, you know, you got to try to hustle your car however you can to try to make a dollar. So once he realized by the time he left by Duster, you know what I'm saying, that he had no choice but to race the TikToks and the Miss Grahams and the Keeshas and all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to figure out, like, TikTok got them to say the car was going to be sold and gone, and then he showed up at Jamie Race in February. Look good in the motherfucker, I might say. Look good as hell now. Then we talked to him after that race, and he said the car was sold. Now he got a race locked in. Yeah, I'm trying to figure this shit out. So now, who actually ducking, Marvin? Who actually ducking, Marvin? Let's find out. Who actually ducking?
Let me say this, Tate. Let me say this, Tate. Y'all, when I say y'all, I mean TikTok and Dirty Diana been on the premises at the same time, what, about three times, two or three times?
No, it was only twice. It was only twice.
I said two or three.
It was twice.
Okay,
yeah.
Two or three. And they could never get it off. So he like, why should I follow, like, per se Ryan when he say he was written a track and steal? Why should I go home and then come back to steal to race him when we could have raced on the property? So he's
right.
No, I ain't going to do all
that. You're 100% right. I'll let you right. He could have raced him back then. I get with you. I'm 100% with you on that. But what I'm saying, why instead of him saying he's trying to meet somewhere at one of these big events, why are they saying they're not racing the car no more when they study racing and locking other cars in? Now, make sense.
As far as I know, TikTok is sold, but he still have temporarily, like, booking rights to it. The only thing I can do is try to get him on the phone. Shit,
I talked to him, and I just wanted to see what your perception was. Every time I talk to him, he tell us something different than what he's doing. So I'm just like, what the fuck? He told us, like, ain't nobody drawing them on Facebook. You know, we could do this shit where you put the post up and have everybody like, oh, he won't run TikTok.
Hello.
But TikTok's scared. We didn't do that. We talked to him personally. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, damn, he keeps saying he ain't going to race the car or the car sold. But you study out fucking taking the car down and you locking races in. Like, I'm like, okay, now.
Oh, man.
I'm just saying.
Whole lot of capping going on.
It can't be a whole lot of capping when y'all was on the premises like a couple of times and
It ain't no different than you bring your car. If you bring your car out, you going to go straight and run Dirty Diana, or you going to try to run Big Sham and Camelo.
I get what you're saying, but you see that.
I mean, that's part of the game. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with what we did. I'm going to say we. Ain't nothing wrong with what we did because we tried to catch a few motherfuckers because everybody knew everything about TikTok.
Yeah. You are correct on that. I mean, motherfuckers can't knock you for trying.
But now it's time to jump in that goddamn pond. It's time to jump in that goddamn lake. Come out that goddamn pond and jump in that goddamn lake where them goddamn sharks.
Oh, man, you might drown, man.
Come out, they ain't raising the car no more.
You might drown, man.
You know what I'm saying? You 100% right. They was on the same property, and Ryan was trying to swim in the pond over there with the goldfish. Now he knows he can't go over there no more. They don't want him in the little pond no more. He in the lake.
Man.
He in the lake.
Where the barracuda's at?
Yeah.
Lord, how much
in the goddamn lake? Keisha in the lake. Goddamn John Wayne in the lake. My folks can't keep just swimming around and shit. Like the goldfish. Somebody got to attack somebody.
Hey, Tate, you can't put goldfish in there with piranhas now.
That's what I'm trying to say. You in there, they in the tank.
They put a goldfish
in
there
with piranhas in the tank. All the piranhas in the tank. Motherfuckers trying to go in.
Lord, how much?
This is when you come up with a conclusion, is what I'm saying. Now that you know all the piranhas in the tank, it shouldn't be no ducking and talking about I ain't racing the car and I sold and all that, but you getting lost.
Hey, man, who got the music? Will somebody mute their phone,
that's
man?
Me,
come on,
that's
man.
That's me. That's TV. Hold on.
Cut that mother down, Marvin. You can't talk to TV and tape.
Yeah,
got
Marvin,
in court right now.
You was pushing real hard for that shit to happen. So that's why I'm asking you. I'm going to see if you can push a little harder. Because obviously he still got access to the car. And he still racing that motherfucker. The owner, whoever took over, he racing. That's what I'm saying. If whoever took over the car or it got sold or didn't get sold, they racing the car. So if they really wanted to race Dirty Diana, this is the time to go and get at it. Shit, whether the new owner, the old owner, whoever got possession of that motherfucker, still the same car.
I get you.
And plus, it's a new year, so what happened?
I've been peeping it. Ryan ain't said nothing on Facebook about TikTok. Nothing. He ain't drawing them or nothing. I'm saying it because I'm the motherfucker that kept them off y'all ass. So I don't want to say
that. You kept who off who ass? You kept who off who ass?
I kept Ryan off TikTok ass, man.
No, you didn't. Because after that, Ryan out.
Hey, just stand on here. Hey, Redskin, I'm telling you what
hold
God
on,
bro.
Hold on, Tate. Listen to what I'm saying. The man that met y'all on the property twice. Here, I still Alabama.
So you didn't hear what I said?
I heard what
me,
you said.
Bro.
You kept,
I got a good comprehension.
You kept him
listen
off
to what
our
I'm saying.
Ass.
You repeating your, Marvin, you repeating yourself.
Yes.
I just told you the reason why he did not run you. Did you understand what I said?
Yes,
I said it's on me. Because I told him, leave that alone for right now. They ain't going nowhere. Trying to get these other motherfuckers.
Correct.
So I said, I kept him off y'all ass because he on go at all the time. I the one, me and Skin said, leave them people alone right now. They going to race you regardless.
Yes.
They gonna race you regardless. James Black and them scary motherfuckers ain't gonna do nothing. So he gotta try to get them before goddamn it. James Black ain't gonna run TikTok. So he's trying to get James Black.
Oh man, not the Motor City
James
Black.
Hold up. Now James Black jugging like a motherfucker. He had to have Randy. So why do you think the man going crazy now? He gone crazy. He don't give a fuck no more. He ain't waiting on none of that shit no more. He looking for the coach is gonna get the most.
Yeah.
All you can do is win some money. But if you got the car and you still racing the car, don't keep goddamn when you talk to a motherfucker talking about, oh, I ain't running the car no more. We sold it. It's got a new owner. You started locking in cars now. Now that's what looks suspicious.
Well, he only locked in, as far as I know, he only locked in one car, which is the Goblin, just recently. Both been out together testing the car, fucking around? Yes. They was at Jamie race, yes. But otherwise than that, yeah, there's only one race been locked in, and that's the Goblin.
Now you let Jimmy Adams know he can stop all that goddamn capping and make some of them goddamn videos again about motherfuckers up on the TikTok. We trying to get up under that motherfucker. We trying to jack that motherfucker up with a
4-5
hydraulic.
They're going to phase TikTok out anyway. So
hey, Marvin, tell that motherfucker we trying to jack him up and check his prostate.
Okay, let me ask you this.
Oh, man, not the prostate.
Let me ask you this. You know they got a race coming up with the Goblin April 6th, I believe, in Orangeburg. Are y'all willing to come to Orangeburg?
We're not going over there. Listen, hey, Mom, I'm just going to tell you about this, how this shit go. I'm going to only call a person out or try to race a person where they going. If I ain't going to the track they going to and they ain't going to the track I'm going to, then I ain't going to say anything to them. But if they going to be at Bobby Ray's, Or the race after that, or the race after that. I'm just saying, don't keep saying you ain't racing the car when y'all locking the car in. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
We ain't drawing on you. Yeah, we ain't drawing on you. You understand it. We ain't drawing on them or nothing. I just asked you a question.
Yes.
We can't draw on them because he keeps saying he stole the car or he ain't racing the car. So you can't draw on them, man, when they say that. We ain't drawing on them.
Correct.
But we ain't going to Go ahead.
What I'm saying is strictly, like his frame of thought. Y'all was on the property a couple of times. It never got off.
You said it going back
y'all,
to this new.
No, listen
Marvin,
to what I'm saying, Tate. I'm trying
Marvin,
to get you to understand.
I'm not gonna let you do that, Marvin. It's 2024. We passed it. We know that already.
I'm trying to get you to understand where he's coming from.
I said I agree with you. I understand it.
Was y'all going to be in Orangeburg.
Marvin, I didn't agree with you on that. It's 2024 now. Ain't no room to run. Ain't nowhere to go. You in the lake with the goddamn. You in the tank with the piranhas. That's all I'm saying.
It's
2024. That shit that happened last year is over with. You got a clean slate. It's a new year. Your people saying the car is sold and it ain't sold, or if it is sold, they're still racing it.
Yeah. I'm not lying.
We ain't going back to next year no more. How many times you want to relive that story?
I'm just saying, if you want to run, you are.
They locked in one time. The rain stopped the race. I stopped him and said, man, look, all these motherfuckers scared of that man. James Black and everybody down the food chain scared of them. Get a couple of these other cars, and then you run goddamn TikTok.
Right. So
there's
nothing wrong with that.
All the cars, they still scared of them. Hold up. They still scared of right goddamn now. So now he got the race up, and we would like to run TikTok. We want to get it out of the way because Jimmy and yourself, y'all had a lot of shit to say. Y'all thought the man was scared. He wasn't scared. He was just trying to goddamn hustle the car.
No, I never said he was scared. No.
Yeah, y'all were. Yeah,
you
was, Marvin. You said it on video, Marvin. You said it on video. Yeah, you did. You did.
Oh, that was with Von Carr.
Well, either way, I'm saying we looking for that motherfucker in the daytime with a goddamn bloodlight. He was in that tank over there with all them goddamn piranhas. So we in the tank now. Goddamn Dirty Diana in the tank now. Ain't no turning back. So we looking for all the heavyweights in that clan. All the heavyweights. That we looking for. All of them.
God damn.
Yeah.
That piranha out there. God damn it, listen to that piranha teeth there, boy.
Well, I tell you what, if you want to catch him, catch him. If you ain't going to do that, you ain't going to get the chance to run him. Hey, listen, Marvin, it's time to shit or get off the pot. That's why he locked in John Wayne, because he said, ain't no time to be fucking around and trying to look for no ducks. Ain't no more. He going for whoever the big fish in the goddamn tank, they got to get killed. Ain't no room for two killers in one tank.
Right. I feel what you're saying, Tate. But if you don't catch him April 6th down in Orangeburg, that's the last race. You ain't gonna catch him after that. So if you really want him, go down to Orangeburg, April 6th.
Rest in peace, TikTok, then.
There you go.
Hey, there go a motherfucker running out the bathroom. He ain't shit no more. God damn, he run out of the bathroom with his pants down.
But listen, the owner of that motherfucker, he can't race down either. Whoever bad, he can't race down. What the fuck he gonna do, bucket race? He got to come on with it too.
I don't know what he's doing.
Point up, do me a favor. If me and you cool, point us in the direction of the goddamn owner when it changed hands. We at his ass too.
I'll check with the owner, and the new owner, shall I say, and, see what's happening. See what he's trying to do, what he want to do, and if he want his name out there. Yeah, I'll check with him.
Well, sound like, Kate, that's what you need to be looking for. TikTok does the driver now. You don't need to talk to him. Now talk to the owner. Owner might say, fuck it. Get out.
Well, what you fail to understand, Leon, he still got booking rights right now. So it's just like he the owner.
That's what
now,
I'm getting at, Marvin.
The last race.
That's what I'm getting at.
right.
Booking right. Shit, he could have booked that motherfucker. He said he can't his soul. Even if it's sold, Leon, when you had Tim House car, when you booking that motherfucker, you ain't own it.
Yeah, I ain't on it, but Tim Austin, once they gave me the red light, every time my mother opened their mouth up, they was locked.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't that
I don't own Dirty Diana. I booked that motherfucker. Oh, yeah, for sure. Without a doubt.
Tell the time is ticking. Tell TikTok the time is ticking.
Oh, well, no, the time ain't ticking for TikTok. Mm. Now, that shit over with. Yeah, When TikTok was on the prowl, I mean, you know, he did what he could, and he sold that. So, I mean, don't get me wrong, he still got booking rights, but, I mean, you got to come on his playground now. You know, if you're trying to run him.
It's one of them things. You got to run the way I want to run. We back to that shit again. You got to race the way I want to race.
Yeah, right now, that's what it is.
Okay.
That's what it is.
It's like
me. If I
you ain't got no argument out of me.
Yeah.
If that's how people race, ain't nothing wrong with that. You run the best way you know how to run. Ain't nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I would not argue with you. If you want to race where you want to race head, a mama got to come to you. That's the only way you're going to run. I have no argument for that.
Oh, for sure. Especially, like I say, when you've been on the property a couple of times with the same individual. I get it. You know, hey, I wouldn't even go out of my way to run nobody either.
Come on, Marvin. You still going back to last year, bro.
But you went back to it after you said don't go back to it.
You still going back to last year, Marvin. I told you. I did not disagree with you, Marvin. I told you, ain't nothing wrong with a guy hopping in your car. I guarantee you, you is not going to come out with your Malibu, Marvin, and try to go race motherfucking Keisha, Dirty Atlanta, or Tupac Don, or any of them people.
So
why would you
do
it? Okay, why would you think he's supposed to do it?
But, well, let me tell you this, Tate. He locked in with TikTok on his own. Okay, then y'all made him stand down to run other people. So, I mean, he was locked in already. It rained. So why not relock him? Don't get it the fuck out.
Hey, listen. If that theory works, then you'll see a whole lot more racism.
Kill your
action. If it made sense to relock him back in, hey, ask yourself why James Black ain't locked back in.
But now I can't speak on James Black. I'm going to speak on what I know.
No,
I'm just telling you,
this ain't nothing. I'm just giving you a scenario. This ain't nothing new.
I get what you're saying.
Everybody, hold up. Everybody do it, and then they might come back to that race. Everybody do it. What's wrong with it?
There's nothing wrong with it if you're trying to make some money with your car. He didn't have to relock it back in to impress you.
Hey, look, he didn't have to relock it back in to impress you or nobody on this show or nobody from South Carolina or Chicago or nothing. He did what was best for his program.
Yeah.
And that's what you doing. That's what y'all doing right now. Y'all, y'all ducking him right now, but I'm not. Y'all doing what's best for y'all program over there. Y'all staying the fuck away from him.
Correct.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yes.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Mm-mm. Not at all.
See, when you go to making up excuses, that's when it's a problem. We didn't make no excuses. We just said, God damn it, it's bad for business. We never made no excuses up. We didn't say the car sold or we ain't raising it.
No, none of that.
We didn't do that.
None of that. Let me ask you this, though.
Come on with it.
After that particular race got canceled because of the rain, did y'all run anybody else after that?
Hell, you don't know?
I'm asking.
You was at the race.
Yeah. Listen to what I'm saying. After that particular cancellation of the race.
You know the answer to. Hold up, Marvin. Huh? Again, you talking to me, bro. You asking me a question you know the answer to. You know the answer already.
I'm talking about for the rest of the year.
And I'm going to ask you again. I was at that particular race.
Yes.
We raised somebody at that race. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And he raised somebody after that race. Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, he was doing his thing there. Shit. Yes. Yeah, I don't keep up with that shit like that, so I don't know.
Oh, well, I'm just saying, you was at the race. That's the race he won.
Yeah, I was at that particular race, and then I left the next day.
It wasn't that. Even then, the car was fucked up. He paid James Black the punk out money, but you was there. You seen the car fucked up.
Yes. So
I'm just asking you. You seen the car popping and banging, electrical bus. He was still supposed to run TikTok that day when they was on the property the first time they was on.
No, not if he got issues. Hell no.
Okay, but that's what I'm saying. Ray Charles, everybody knew. Even when he ran Predator, he ran it like that. But we ran it like that because, again, that's what we chose to do.
That's right. She chose to do it that particular time. But nevertheless, I give them a shout and holler with them. And, but ain't no sense because y'all ain't coming to Orangeburg. So.
No, ain't no. That's why I say I didn't bring that up. I just asked you a question. I didn't draw on you.
Yeah.
I didn't try to draw on you. We didn't say lost me for this race or that race. I didn't do that.
Right. Exactly. I didn't do that.
Y'all don't know. As far as I know, he ain't racing the car. So, I mean, you can't draw on a motherfucker when they say they're not racing the car, but they really racing it. You can't draw on them. That's a good way to make a motherfucker not draw on you, though. That's a damn good way to stop the motherfucker from drawing on them. probably use that. I might use that this year.
I get it.
But this is my man. He knows I got to give him some shit because he was giving us shit and we was taking it. You gotta be a real tough motherfucker deep down inside to deal with that shit Jimmy was putting out there. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. For a later date. And, you know, it's a later date now. All the gloves are off.
Yeah.
We had his ass. Cause he had a whole lot of goddamn mouth.
Yeah, he did.
And he still racing that damn car. So, I mean, you know, if he continue to race that motherfucker, tell him he can run, but he can't goddamn hide. We're going to pop up on his ass. We're going to fuck around come that way. It might not be April the 6th, but if he keep racing that motherfucker and driving it, down on his ass we going. Believe that.
Keep them motherfucking rocks over looking for him.
Motherfucking right. I pride myself on getting back at motherfuckers that talk like Jimmy was talking. It's a must he got to die. It was hard to swallow that shit he was talking, boy. It was hard as a motherfucker.
Yeah. That's why you should have went on and decapitated him when you had the chance.
Just a good old boy.
Listen what you saying. We went right out there and fucked Wick up for a bank roll. If we'd have fucked y'all up, we had y'all locked in first. We'd have fucked y'all up or whooped y'all, Wick them, it would have never went, bro. It would have never went. So, you know, we use other people for collateral damage, but it's a hustle, man. You got to have a game plan. It just didn't come together for TikTok and Dirty Diana at that time.
Correct.
But now them motherfuckers can get married. Them niggas can get married right now, boy. They can get married right now.
Yes, sir.
I'm serious about that.
Yeah.
Them motherfuckers get married. Tie them bitches together with barbed wire like two Siamese twins and see who get away.
Well, I mean, if you're serious about it, shit. I mean, you got to come where you at.
I mean,
if you're that serious about
it. No problem.
You know what I mean?
Say less. Don't worry about it. Say less. Say less.
Show up on the property and call his ass out.
The only way that car can run that car is come to y'all. Come to his town.
Come to his town and call him the fuck out.
Now, mark my word. Now, hey. Now, ain't nothing to talk about, Marvin. When we get ready to call, I'm going to get you on this goddamn show, on Big Eddie's show. I'm going to wait till Friday for Big Eddie's show and let you know we're going to be in that town and lock the fuck in. And nothing else to talk about.
Yes.
Because now we're coming. I'm going to get a date. I'm going to find a date tonight. And for one of them big races, Mike Hill, one of them motherfucking, one of them races that Mike got down there, over there in Darlington or some shit like that, that's our home track, right?
Barnesburg in Nisi, South Carolina.
Now, we going to come that way. Barnesburg or Darlington, they in the same area, bro. We going to come to one of them motherfuckers.
Yeah, for the most part, they're in the same area, yeah.
Yeah, don't hold us to one damn track now, Marvin. God damn. I'm saying we're going to come to y'all way,
but
y'all ain't got to do nothing
but
drive
an hour. That's his home track. So if you come to his home track,
we're
going to
come that way. We're going to come that way where y'all ain't got to drive but an hour or two, and we got to drive goddamn 15 hours. That's all I'm saying.
All I'm saying is that's his home track. You come to his home track and call him out. 10-1, you got action. That's all I'm saying.
No, we ain't going to come there and call him out. We ain't going to do that either. We going to lock his ass in before we get there. We ain't calling nobody
break
out.
Break his motherfucking neck. Break his motherfucking neck.
In several pieces.
Break his motherfucking neck and snatch his spine out.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good.
That's cool. I just wanted to ask you that question. Like I say, I he keeps saying he ain't racing the car, and that motherfucker study locking in. It's just odd. It's odd. It's okay.
Yeah, I mean, he only locked in one race, and it's the Goblin, the Fairmont.
Marvin,
I guess that's what the new owner wanted to do.
You can't lock. Once you lock in one race, when you say you ain't racing the car no more, one race is a lot.
Yeah, well, it's so. But I guess the new owner wanted to run whoever this Goblin motherfucker is.
Okay.
It's a fair amount.
Send the message to the new owner.
Huh?
Send the message to the new owner. Jimmy already know we on his ass. Send the message to the new owner. And let them know we on his ass. And we gonna I know y'all ain't gonna come nowhere near where we going, so we gonna have to come y'all way. Fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got some motherfuckers down that way I need to fuck up anyway that been ducking me, so yeah, we gonna come that way.
Yes, sir.
See, they gonna make me come to that bitch and get it. They gonna make me go down in that motherfucker and get in a goddamn shootout, knowing I don't want to get no shootout. I'm gonna go in there and get a shootout to get some of these motherfuckers ducking me.
Oh man, not the lawyer.
No, the lawyer ain't ducking. I got the lawyer locked in, kid. Come on, keep up with me, kid. The lawyer don't be ducking. I got him locked in.
Oh man,
Cody.
Not Randy Moss.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought I'd get on this motherfucker and see what's going on tonight, man. I heard a lot of shit about last night, and last night was a Wang Dang Doodle, I heard. Were you on that last night, Marvin?
They was clowning. It was funny to me, boy. I had me a good laugh. I had went upstairs and popped me some popcorn and just laughed.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I mean. So I just want to say, tell all the people, if they like who they like and they gambling, man, just don't gamble, man. Nobody going to have no hard feelings.
Right.
Gamble
mm-hmm.
who you want to gamble
I mean,
with.
Good point.
It's
good
personal
point.
Already. It's personal already.
And I don't even understand.
It's only personal because the people want to make it personal. That shit ain't personal. It's always somebody else. Do that stuff there. You hating on them because you betting against them and all that old stupid ass shit. But a mother, that's why they
no,
call it
No,
that
ain't hate. You like who you like. It ain't hate.
Right.
But
I'm just saying, Tate,
you nothing to do. That don't mean you on that man's team, Leon. You ain't got to
right.
be on that man's team. Hell, I bet with motherfuckers I don't even fucking know on some races.
Right, that's it. But you get the people look at the picture the wrong way. You hating on
yes,
the man because the man doing it, maybe on the man doing that. The man doing what he like to do. I feel like
mm-hmm.
he's the one that's spreading the rumor about they hate. I'd like to see them get out there and let me see them put that kind of work in and let me see them show up and show out instead of trying
mm-hmm.
to make it feel like a one person hating on somebody else. And then, like you said, everybody get up and make their money and go to work and get up in the morning and make their own money. You should not tell no mother how to gamble his money.
Mm-hmm.
No, shit. And you can't be mad when he picks who he want to gamble with. He picks who he want to gamble with. Shit, ain't nothing wrong with that. Shit.
Mm-mm.
What's the harm in that?
That should be crazy.
I'm making this shit personal, man. It's two people from Chicago that's at each other ass right now. It's good for racing in Chicago. Hell,
mm-hmm.
Leroy and his team,
yes,
they got a game plan where they want to run three, four cars over here we got, and it's going away. Pizza outside, you got more than people, man.
Right.
You ain't got no
good
doing
point.
No goddamn
good
hate.
None but a race.
That's it. And none but a goddamn race.
That's what I hate about it. They turn the shit around and make it feel like a person, you know, don't like a person because he's betting against him. You know, motherfucker. Because Pete, there's a lot of followers around here right now.
Oh, man.
Not
the followers.
They don't like that goddamn private ride. Keep saying he's a leader, man. They don't like that shit. It bothers them.
Man, Pete, I don't pay that shit. I don't pay that shit no mind at all. That's the word of ever. Word
man,
is this word is
man.
Over 100%.
Hey, well, I'll later. I'll later. Like, they don't like that.
Is it
shit,
a true or
mad,
is it a,
Leon,
is it
Leon,
a true or false
mad.
Statement? Is it a true or false
that's
statement?
That's it, bro. That's it, one or the other. But they getting mad about that shit, boy. They getting the fucking mad.
But that's his opinion. That's the way he feel. And that's the way that's the way he feel. That's his opinion. Ain't shit nobody can do about it.
Right.
Stop him if you don't like it.
Now you got Big Eddie. Now you got Big Eddie and Chuck into it. Big Eddie and they Chuck goddamn it.
Oh, man.
Brad, and now Chuck that Big Eddie ass again. I thought Chuck had left off Big Eddie for a minute. Now Chuck on his ass again.
Goddamn Chuck on here bad acting.
You just can't tell them got their own shit. They dick riding now.
Yeah, no. You know what, Pete?
They got their own shit. They dick riding.
Now, that's one thing. I don't understand how you can say that. And this man raced his own program, got his own trucks, his own trader, betting his own money. As long as I've been knowing him, he always did it. So I can't never say that.
Yeah, Begetti said he ain't had nothing else to say. He said, fuck it.
Oh, man.
He just dug that out. He dug that up. He said he ain't had nothing else to say.
He was honest about it.
Yeah, he was honest now. He said, I got to give him credit. Like, man, I ain't had nothing else to say, Tate. I just said that, but Eddie, that wasn't good.
He dug it up out the archives.
No, that wasn't good. That wasn't good
his
to
ass.
About the motherfucker.
That
he
was
got
to
his
get
own
up off
shit,
his ass.
Race his own shit, travel up and down the world, road and all that. Been racing for a year now. That ain't good to say about the motherfucker that been engaging now.
That's to get him off his ass.
Yeah, there's a lot of dick riders around here, but goddamn, that ain't one.
No,
you got a point, though.
Hey, as long as I've been knowing Chuck been doing his own thing. Some of y'all know him longer than I have, but every time I seen him, he did his own thing his way, and spend his own money and bring his own time, work on his own shit. So see, that don't fit for everybody. Some people that don't fit for.
When you leave here every day, take it off. If you come home, you can put it back on.
That just let everybody understand that, you know, when you bet with somebody, that don't mean you on their goddamn team. You just like their car. Shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You like that car in that race. Shit. You know how many motherfuckers wanted to bet with a John Wayne and they don't know the owner of the car?
They don't know nothing.
I don't know about the owner. I bet you they don't know the driver. That's my man. I bet you don't know the motherfucker on the phone. No, they probably know who promoting it though. You gotta do is take it off. No, you take it off every morning. You put it back on.
Who's in the bed?
Who's that?
Somebody taking it off?
Where they take off?
Hey, that's Big Eddie.
What are they taking off?
That's
Big Eddie.
Eddie over there taking stuff off?
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
Damn,
Lord,
man.
Have mercy.
He's going up for the rodeo.
All you got to do is take it off. Hey, kid. It sounds like Eddie ain't sick to me. He over there taking it on.
Yeah, I see that.
Hey, he about to be sick. He about to throw up in a minute.
Eddie been bushing.
I would like to tell you, I can't speak for everybody else, but I'm going to speak for me. I'm going to put my car together. I'm going to run who I want to run. I'm going to bet how much money I want to bet. They don't care. They don't bet. They don't like. Just watch me. That's all I can tell you. Your phone messing up.
Two people back there can't do shit for themselves, hardly.
Your phone messing up. Who is that talking? They phone messing up.
Y'all got to listen, man. See who it is. Let him talk.
No, I was letting him know he's talking. I was letting him know his phone messing up.
Correct. He don't even know his phone off mute.
Oh, man.
Whoever it is. Just listen to him.
I know one thing. That hawk is outside.
You don't discover that motherfucker off mute.
One is back. No, that much.
Oh, well. You got to take it in consideration, leaking. You in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah. Winner is back.
What a goddamn Tate go? Tate, you still on here?
Yeah, I'm still on, kid. Yeah.
Hey, man, I got a message to deliver to you.
Oh, no, don't pull a dog on me tonight. Go ahead, come on with it, kid.
Uh-oh. Come on, kid. Kid, hold him back, Tate. Hey,
kid. Come on with it, man. You know, I don't give a fuck what they said or what they text.
Kid might have been telling a lie. He fell off. He was going to tell a lie.
He dropped his teeth.
Hey, Tate. Is y'all going to be able to get that race off? Is y'all going to let that boy take his?
Which
family
one,
problem.
Yeah, no problem.
We
squashed that. We got to together, man. We ain't going to be up there next week. We worked that out.
Right.
You know, motherfucker had death in the family.
Like,
we ain't on that.
Yeah, that's good. That's all right.
Where the hell did he go?
I don't know what kid did. Let me fell on. He can't get back on. Let me try to call kid. Kid might have fell off.
I said the RFC is real strong.
They ain't stronger than the Pepsi.
They to me they so when I put out and water them down, they say they ain't strong.
for that, Leon.
I still don't understand how you call all of them off the computer.
Yeah.
And you can go through that.
Y'all don't know who that is, Leon.
They can burn
I don't
my
know who that is, man. I got kids
fight.
Back on, Tate.
I ain't fight.
Oh, I thought the show had cut off.
Yeah.
Yo, what?
No,
hey.
Man, you just get off. Yeah, same motherfucker that you on and off the internet. You can go to
you
the
just fell off, kid.
Go out at the park and wait.
Oh, okay.
Same motherfucker pop.
Who is that talking, kid? You know who that is talking?
No, I sure don't.
Think when you all them off the internet, you think they bring them from one show and take them to over there where you say you're going to go pick them up at? I don't think so.
That's Bobo.
Whoever that is, this show is recorded.
Joe,
yeah. Don't be doing no illegal stuff. But, Tate.
That's Bobo.
Tate.
Come on with it. Come on, kids. What you got? Hey, kids, come on with it.
Hey, Tiffany said, can you start a GoFundMe page for her? Because she going to need one.
You said what now?
Tiffany Henry said, can you start a GoFundMe page for her? Because she going to need one.
Tiffany, oh, over there at the dog.
Yeah.
Hey, kid. Every boy
yeah.
on her ass, ain't they?
Yes, sir.
I wish I ain't going to lie. I wish I know them. I wish I know her why she's goddamn sitting all the goddamn money. Goddamn.
Yep.
Yeah, motherfucker, come on. She done ripped them people off. Goddamn. Whole lot of money. Shit.
Yes.
Fuck
yes, indeed.
Yeah, fuck that money off.
They got them gold bricks they give her to pull her.
Yeah, they're going to nail her to the cross. Yeah, she's going down. She's going down. That's no bullshit.
I told Chuck he needed to go over there and visit the mayor. I don't know why he bullshitting the can. Oh.
Hey.
Hey, kid.
Yeah.
They get these folks just what they looking for. No, they ain't going to be right. And they go right up in there and do the dumb shit.
Yeah, well, when you're dealing with them kind of shit, man, you got to be squeaky clean.
Mm-hmm.
They go up in the fucking aisle.
How do you think you was going to get away? That's all I know.
The white folks are watching you.
Go walk here like a hawk because they know you're going to do something stupid. You're going to go up in there and do right. And what she do?
Yep.
Leon.
I don't understand him, man. I just don't understand him.
Yeah.
They give us an opportunity and we blow it.
Mm-hmm.
Want that call? They call the motherfucker somebody else tonight, goddamn. You don't believe the book talking crazy in a motherfucker.
Who? Well, rain wiped out the whole weekend? Down in Steele or what?
No, they fucking around. They racing tonight. They just racing tonight.
Oh, okay.
They said the track ain't really. Shit, after all that rain, the track really ain't all that great. So I'm glad. You know, I'm glad we, decided to.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Another race.
goddamn 700 miles, goddamn it. Right.
Yeah, all that rain.
700 miles.
Yeah, all that rain fucked
the
track up, bro.
It's miles. Right. See, this time of year, it don't get hot enough at night, goddamn it, to keep no track dry.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And it rained all through the night over there and everything last night. So,
yeah.
They didn't race today until like 6, almost 7 o'clock. That was about the time before the race at 7 o'clock.
Right. Yep.
Sometimes, you got to be smart, man. You can't go down that. You want to race bad, but you can't want to race that bad. You go be in a bad situation or bad
condition.
You got a point there.
You know what I'm saying? Yep.
Good evening, my brother. How y'all doing tonight?
Who that?
Big Mark.
What up, Big Club?
Everything good, man. How you gentlemen feel tonight, man? Had to get on here and support my big brother.
Big Mark.
Young kid, what's up, brother?
Ain't nothing happening.
I just tuned in a little late. Is there a subject for tonight?
No, not really.
Okay, all right. I've been a little curious about 41. I ain't had a chance to run out there and just to see how they coming out there. Anybody been out that way?
No. I heard they cut down all them trees and bushes and shit out there by the highway where you can see the motherfucking track.
Oh, really? Okay. All right. Some kind of progress going on.
They're supposed to start grinding the track, I think, this week.
Oh, okay.
First of next week, rather.
When are they projecting to open up or going to try to open up?
I guess maybe about the first or second week of April, I guess.
Oh, okay, sounds good. Well, I'm
supposed to be going to ground the track from the Christmas tree all the way down, 1320.
Okay, well, I heard it was going to be past all the way to the end.
It's 1320 is the end.
No, I'm talking about the runoff, too. They were supposed to be doing that, too.
Oh, motherfucker needs to have his chutes and brakes working. About it.
You ain't saying nothing wrong, kid. Yeah, they're going to have to do something, especially if they're going to have them wise guys out there with them goddamn cars.
I ain't never seen a perfect motherfucker shutdown, Eric.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like I said, you're going to have the wise guys there. And them pro mods. I can't wait to see. I ain't been a pro mod at 41 in a long time, have the kid?
Yeah. Probably since the first time they opened, back in 98.
Hey, kid.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Flop.
I saw a perfect shutdown area, but they closed the track.
Oh, yeah?
You didn't even have to hit the brakes.
What track was that?
Memphis.
Oh, okay.
You could have run 300 and never touched the brakes.
And that track is gone now, right? They did go on and sell it.
Yep, that track is closed. It's no more.
Wow. Like a part of history gone.
Yep.
Damn, Flop, I saw on Facebook or some motherfucking where goddamn junkyard goddamn look nice.
Yeah, it does.
get into working this a little bit better. It'll be all right.
Mm-hmm. And nice concrete walls and shit down through there.
Oh, yeah. They speak still. They done spent some money.
Yep.
Shit, did you see Finish Line? I was on Facebook the other day. I seen Finish Line.
They doing that one, too.
They doing that one, too.
They doing that one, too.
Oh, Finish Line's
doing that
one,
too.
Yeah. I seen that.
They doing that one, too.
I kind of like it, that. And I like that. That was the first time I was a track down in the ground, and you don't hide in the car.
Hey, kid.
The track is sitting in the ground.
Hey, kid.
Yep.
Don't tell Leon his track that he liked down here is pretty god doggone good again now, too.
I'm coming. I'm going back over there, Flop. I got to go back over there.
Shit, they don't reserve
it. Jackson.
Oh, okay.
They done resurfaced new. Yep. Scoreboards, parking lot. All of that.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, they got some fast cars. Hey, and you know something else? It's a lot of them 484 cars out in Indianapolis race over there. I seen about, on my last feed when I was down, I seen about 10 cars out of Indianapolis down there.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
I heard they remodel Huntsville too, right?
Yeah, I heard Huntsville got touched up. I ain't seen no pictures of it, but I heard it got touched up.
Yeah. Well, goddamn Tate had won his first race at.
Mm-hmm.
Huntsville.
That's what the greatest. That's what I thought. That's when I started going to see them Outlaw 75s and great bass on gun. Right over there. Somebody's come up there with some fast cars coming out of Huntsville. I'm going to try to make it, good Lord, let me hang around. I'm going to hit that DMV. I'm going to do something different.
Yeah, well, they got quite a few tracks over there.
They got some decent, they got some decent races going on up there this year. And they good, fast deal up there. Get some cars up there I can run with. I've been doing my homework now.
Oh, okay.
I'm about to go up there, kid.
Mm-hmm.
They got some pretty decent races. The South's pretty known. Try the other direction. It's the same drive.
Yeah.
It's in the same drive, same hours and everything. They're going another direction.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Gargantua, the North versus South, that looks like that's going to be a good race.
Yeah.
They pushing that race real good.
Yeah, I'm down in the motherfucking backwoods over there in the Carolinas and shit.
Oh, Larry T look like they're gonna have some decent races over there too.
Mm-hmm.
I like to go. I'm planning on going to some of them races over there. Move around. Yeah, they grudge racing all over the world. Shit.
Yeah, ain't nothing wrong with visiting some tracks you ain't never been to. Well, I know I've been to a bunch of motherfuckers.
Now, you've been around the world, kid.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that damn, last night, that damn tornado, last night, boy, that tornado tore up a whole town down in Indiana, south of Indianapolis.
Yeah, I thought I just saw something like that on the news.
Yeah, man. They ate that whole town down.
Yeah, well, that time of year.
Yeah. Now, it touched down Indiana and Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
Start all over again, man. That's rough. Hey, Marvin, where you go? goddamn tape, drug mom to the moon with that damn TikTok shit. Bob and fell off. Eddie.
Hey, Leon, you got any t-shirts for the new car yet?
Man, they ain't even got no good pictures. I'm tired of asking people. I asked Sean. I remember Sean took some pictures, but every time I ask him, he seems to forget. So I got to get somebody out to take some nice pictures because I got a cold ass designer, and my son did it. I just need a better picture of that purple car. And
mm-hmm.
for some reason, don't nobody got one. So I'm not gonna. Get no shirts made until I get a good picture of that car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna see if I can get a good one. Cause I'm gonna start taking pictures again this year. Man, I'm gonna start posting some of this stuff. But man, I got a lot of stuff on computer races and stuff from 41 for the last 10, 15 years. I'm start putting all that back on.
I would love to. I have a good picture of that car, so see, this is the right time to get them shirts made, get them shirts going right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because actually, it's not bad getting your shirts done, getting them shirts made up, everybody doing them, but I stick to the same person I've been dealing with because his shirts, I got some shirts. When I very first started, my very first shirts, the shirts still look nice. They're black, and they're black.
I got a bunch of them
old shirts, the big sizes, the four. I think I got threes and four X's that I bought. I bought all them shirts, and then buy those big size shirts. I said I'm gonna take them later, later, make me a bed linen out of them.
Well, I wish I could get that picture I took of you and CJ at Forciola, both of y'all leaving there with wheels up in the air. On the t-shirt.
Hey, Big Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, Uncle Larry, man.
Call Uncle Larry. All right, hold on.
Hey, my ex-wife, her uncle, sister passed away here. They had the funeral today. I've seen him, kid. But that track closed down. I keep forgetting the name of the track. It was in Bell. It wasn't Bell's owner. It was another outlaw track they used to race that down there. And they made it out of a baseball field. I can't think of the name of that track. But they asked about old CJ today. They asked about CJ today, man. And it cracked me up. That old man. The track was called Lynn. I just look at my video, but I videoed down it. It was a track. They turned it into a baseball field. It wasn't too far from Bell's owner. It was another track down there.
I don't know. I know they turned Greenville into a city park.
They did fly.
Yep.
Dang.
Hey, is Lima still open down there?
I heard somebody talking about that the other day. They said Lima closed.
Oh, damn. That was a nice truck.
Lima
was that's when I first started going down there. Took me down there. Crip told me a good place to go test.
What up, Mark?
Yeah.
Hey, Mark, you don't hear that?
What up, Ed? What'd you say, Eddie?
No, someone was speaking to Mark. He never answered.
No, I was, once you dial in another number, it cuts off. It went to voicemail. He didn't answer.
No, somebody called your name. Somebody had called your name.
Oh, okay. Who called me?
I don't know. They should say Mark on the phone. Whoever that was.
That was Uncle Larry. That was Uncle Larry saying,
not
"What's
like
up, Mark?"
Uncle Larry.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah. Hey, okay. No wonder you didn't answer. All right, we good. Uncle Larry, what's happening, my brother? How you feel, man?
Damn, what the fuck?
Well, I'm just taking it easy, big Mark.
No, listen to this bald head. Listen to this bald head, Ralph. No, he can't.
What's up, Mark?
What up? What's up, Uncle Larry? How you feel, man?
Hanging in there, man.
Holding in there, man. I'm holding on the road, man.
That's what I'm talking about, skinhead.
It won't be long
you
now,
know,
y'all.
Big Mark, if a woodpecker had his own brain, Big Mark, he'd peck with his ass.
Oh, tomorrow's going to be 58 degrees, and then we're going to stay in the 40s for about a week. Tomorrow's going to be the warmer day, nicer day.
Yes, sir. That's all right. It's coming, goddammit. It's coming. Can't keep it down now. They're talking about this climate, global change and climate warming. And they were saying that now we're going to have longer springs than usual, than we used to have.
Man, them people need to go sit down for it. Let Mother Nature do her thing. That's why I'm glad we ain't got control of it. Because if they had control, they're going to do it their way. They'll have summer already.
Mm-hmm.
This weather going to come. When it comes, they'll be prepared for it. Don't go to complaining about it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I don't care what it is. Just dress for it. You got common sense. If it turns cold, put some clothes on.
Man. I goddamn been living in the Midwest all my motherfucking life. I ain't don't know how to dress by now. I don't need to be out.
Right. Hey, Mark, you say they got the wise guys coming over to 41 this year?
Yeah,
that's what the guy said.
We'll be over there two or three times.
Yeah. Yep. That's why I say you're gonna get the they're going to have everything. They're supposed to go all the way to the slowdown area. That's what he's talking about, if I remember correctly.
Hey, you know what I would love to see them bring back, and I'm surprised ain't nobody did it, because racing is so expensive. It do like Pete Robinson and Billy Houghton used to do, like
Superstar. Oh man.
I'm surprised they nobody put nothing together and bring some of them, put on a show just like that there. You know, put a decent pot up there, let the boys come in and put on a show for the fans.
Yeah, but eventually they're going to get around to it. You know, like I said, you got to crawl before you walk.
Right, right.
You know, it is what it is.
A lot of them cars still around. I was talking to Joe Piola, Jerry Tippett, they got a couple of their cars still around.
Yep.
At least 10 of the old cars that I know is still around in the garage, jacked up on jack stands.
Yep.
My favorite car, got that. Mike Thompson with that orange 68 booth.
Yeah, him, yeah, them definitely still around. Them cars is still around.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't going to win his bid, but they told you anytime he got to the line, get your camera ready.
They got a when they had that 1000 race or that E85 race, Right. I think that's when they bring them cars out.
Well, see, that's what draws spectators.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I know it did, kid. I used to come all the way from Indiana to go to Wisconsin just to watch Keith Austin and put on a show. See, they put on a hell of a show.
You got to get spectators in there in order for them to spend money to keep the track going.
In my opinion, 41 has never outdone that first NMCA race that they held there when they had everybody there.
Yep.
Gaglione, Landon Jordan, Randy Happ, they had all them boys were there that day.
Only one I know is real racing, still racing right now. Well, you got Robinson still racing. He should run that. And Todd Moyer. Todd Moyer still out there racing.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Johnson and all them guys. I don't even hear about them dudes no more. A lot of them older guys quit racing. But that'd be some. I think that'd be real excitement. Have something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little pot together and get them guys come on. We know you can't give a lot of money up, but put something together, work for a while, and get you a couple cars and put them together.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little money on the pot and put on a show, because with no spectator and no fan, you can't make no money.
No. Try goddamn to go away.
Yeah.
You got to get them spectators in there, man. Don't give a fuck what nobody say.
You right.
Yeah, that's what I like to see. Because there's a lot of those cars around. A lot of them cars around.
You was 30 when they used to have them rocket cars there, man. You couldn't find no way to sit up in there. The people be in there watching them.
I remember I was a little bitty or something, but I couldn't wait to see them rocket cars and that little red wagon. I came up off of that.
You took the words out of my mouth. I got to meet
you. Used to go to 30 goddamn on Wednesday, Friday night. You couldn't even get up in that motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm telling you.
Hey, kid, you know what got me? Those cars I used to flat tow them cars. I know some people just pull their car with chains to the track.
Shit, yeah, that's what we used to do. Motherfucker flat tow cars from Chicago. Wasn't more than 40 miles.
Yeah.
Motherfucker pull them with chains and shit.
Yeah.
Catch them coming
down.
You get
down,
put
the drive
down. Yep, take the drive chef out and tow that motherfucker.
Hey, that's how I used to go to the track, kid. My brother teach me how to take the drive step out. They put it in the trunk. When you get the track, that's your job. Jack your car, get up under there and put the drive step in. You get to go.
It's done in a minute time.
Leon, they used to flat tow that old boo y'all got with the goddamn Chevy station wagon.
Yep, later.
Yep. I got some pictures somewhere where they got it on the front bumper off and got it flat towed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tie that motherfucker steering wheel so the motherfucker won't turn or whatever. Hey, man, boogie on the 30.
Hey, kid, I don't know how they did it, but they sure did. Them tires didn't even turn.
Nope. Sometimes some people would use ropes and some people would use a fan belt. You know, put that loop in there and shit that door on that motherfucker fan belt. That wheel wasn't going to turn.
And Will ain't on time.
Yep.
Jake used to flat tow them, pull them track cars to the track with a chain tow strap. Good God.
Yep.
Hey, you know,
like
you would have the upper class if you had a trailer and had a Jeep Wagoneer or a good old Chevy pickup. You had
some money. Like I said, goddamn wheel. Leaving Chicago, we didn't have to go no more than about 35, 40 miles, goddamn it, to the US 30. Straight across that motherfucking skyway. And you're there.
Right there, 65.
Yep.
Hey, you know what, Roy, we did? We took that car apart. He actually found an ET5 slip on that car.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. That's what it used to run, ET6, and then they moved up to ET5.
Yep. He actually got original pick. He said he was up under that dash doing something, and he seen a piece of paper.
Right.
And we stepped there and got it. And it said, ET5, US 30 Dragster, Gary, Indiana.
Yep. Yep.
He still got that ticket. He still got that ticket right now.
Mm-hmm. That goddamn piece of paper, shit, old 40 years old.
Oh, yeah. Hey, look, kid, usually something that long, the ink would have died out or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shit, you still can see it.
Yeah, as long as it didn't get wet, it'll hold.
And you know what's funny about that car? Man,
that
car set up in Howard's them lot on flats for years before we asked about that car. And then Howard finally moved it off the front of that lot to the side.
Mm-hmm.
And we would come over one day. We came on one day, and I said, hey, man, what you doing with that Malibu back there? Man, they ain't setting that car. That car, that thing just sitting there. Nobody's tired. I don't want that car. I don't want it sitting there. What y'all give us for that car? You know how much we gave Howard for that car?
Mm-mm.
About 25 years ago, he bought it off his lot. About $800.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted it off his lot.
Yep.
I wish we would have kept old wheels. We came here with that car, picked them big old wheels off, and some dude had a 1,000, and he bought them. Bought some big old wheels and tires.
Yeah.
It was some 1,300s on there, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Might have been 1,200 or 1,300. Because didn't nobody really have no 1,400s back in them days, really.
Yeah, hey, they go up in the garage and cut the quarter out and put them big old wide-ass tires on there and hang on.
Well, see, back in them days, they wasn't shortening the rear ends or nothing. So the tires had to stick out. The only thing you had to hope for was goddamn the body didn't sit down on the motherfucking tires.
Yeah.
Well, if the body sat down on that motherfucking tires,
yeah, it's
good.
Trouble. Slice that down, that big old deep ass wheel.
Yep. Yeah, man, them was some hell of a day back in them days, man.
Sure was, kid. I ain't lying. I ain't lying. I said, man, I can't wait till I get big. I couldn't wait till I get big to come go down to US 30. By the time I got old enough, got my own car, man, they had clothes, that's right.
Yep.
Man, the first time I made a pass at US 30, I had a 68 Fiber, 327 with a 4-speed in it. Man, I was sitting on that starting line waiting on that tree to come down. And my leg felt like it was going to sleep. Felt like I had 1,000 needles in my leg. But once you let that clutch go and start going down there, oh, man, it wasn't nothing but fun, man. I couldn't wait to go again and again and again.
Now, you know what got me? I didn't know this until I bought one of them US 30 videos. I bought one of them US 30 videos that the guy was telling. And I bought one because I said I was going to try to catch one of my brother car on there because he used to run ET5.
Mm-hmm.
That Malibu called wrong. And I was going to try to catch that. Man, I seen that damn video. They used to push them dragsters and them funny cars up there and put them on that thing and it started up.
Right, on the rollers.
The rollers right there, yeah.
I said, what?
ET4 came from the other end. They would bring them down from the other end. They would come down to the starting line, turn around, and then got them to go back.
Man, I seen that kid. That got me when I seen that. I said, they was doing that. See, that's how they started them cars up back then.
Right, that's how they push them over there on the roller, and the roller got them to be spinning. Got them to then their follow up.
Yeah.
Be spinning the rear end.
You know what's funny, kid? I did not understand that. That dude used to do the starting line. He come to track with all white clothes on.
Ah, I forget that boy's name. What the? Yeah, Carter. Something Carter.
Starter Carter.
Yeah.
Carter.
Yeah. I said, how the hell he come to a drag strip with all white clothes, top and bottom?
I think he was a part-time policeman or something, if I'm not mistaken. Could be wrong.
If y'all guys... A guy used to run on Doty ran a white Mustang named Darren. light skinned little young dude named Darren. He still got the car. Matter of fact, that's his father.
That was some days, that boy.
Some
of the greatest came from up out of there.
Yep.
Well, you know what? I used to love to watch the King Speed Shop boys. All of them come out there. They probably had 20 cars.
They had about four or five cars. King Speed Shop sponsor.
Oh yeah.
What was that lady?
Kathy Brown. She drove her ass off too.
Well, that brown sugar, was that the name of that car, kid?
I forget the name of it, Mark.
Yep.
I forget
she
the name
real
of it.
Nice too. I think she passed away.
Yeah. Yeah, they probably gone now.
Kathy Brown.
She had the more big tires sitting
brother.
Out the side of that 66 or 67.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Her husband could drive, but he just, you know, let her drive the car.
Every now and then he would get in. Uh-huh.
Yeah, every now and then he would get in.
Kathy Brown, that show was her name.
Yep. And then you remember what's the name with the 69 Camaro, the black one with the yellow stripes, and you had Love You Say on the plate. He turned it into
black Camaro.
Black 69 Rally Sport Camaro with yellow stripes on it.
I can't remember who in the hell you're talking about, Mark.
Is he talking about Spiro?
Yeah, Spiro. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Spiro could fly.
She passed away from cancer, but she used to be out there. Faye was nice, too. She was a real nice,
Spiro Pappas. Is that car still around? Somebody got that car.
You know, one of them burned up.
Right.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if it was the original one. You know, they made one was a twin turbo, and then he had one of Hemi, but one of them caught a fire and burned up.
I think
the original car got tore up.
And they both looked.
I know somebody could tell you about that, either drag or either Raylo. They probably could tell you about it. But that car is still around. Because they stopped after 30 closed down, you know, they started going to Cordova a lot.
Hey, kid.
Yep.
Your buddy tried to bag.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, one of them was in Michigan.
Yep, Spiro.
I think only thing around now is Chuck Daniels, Purple Camaro.
Okay.
Nick Scalvo still got that car.
Oh, they do? Okay.
They had it up for sale. They had it up for sale for like, they had it for 100, and then I seen it up there for 80.
Yeah, I was getting ready to say, they probably want an arm and a leg for that motherfucker.
They wanted 100. It was something up there for 100, but it didn't ever sell. And I just seen it like a month ago up there for 88.
Okay.
It's in the barn.
Okay.
Nick still got the 65.
No, he sold that. I know Nick got a pretty ass Bel Air. I seen him drove that thing. That thing pretty as all in the world. Just a street nice thumper. He drove it to the track.
A Bel Air.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's been years, but last time I had talked to him, he still had the silver Camaro, the silver 69, and he said the 65 he was never gonna sell it.
He sold that silver car. That's an older cat had bought that, because he used to run that older cat. He used to come to 41 with that car.
Yeah.
Well, Big Mark, I know you remember the old Juggler, right?
Hell yeah. I went over there to Dollar Head and over there on goddamn Park Avenue. I went over there and look, I went in there and they showed me that I already seen the it was on the front cover of Popular Hot Rod magazine. So they had the car sitting in the little room and they had the magazine sitting on top. Boy,
yep.
I couldn't believe that Big Slugger could go that fast.
That car
yeah.
ended up down here, kid.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Quick Carl had it down there.
Quick
Carl
had it until he died.
Okay.
Yeah, dude, they used to do a lot of work for Quick. Ended up with it.
Yeah.
And then he disappeared.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, that car used to sit at Bill Reed's, and then Bill Reed had the
used to have a radiator in the back of it.
They had rocks sitting in the front yard with the tree weed growing through it, and then they had Big Red sitting in the back with a tree trying to go through it.
Yeah, yep. It sat up for a long time. Then, goddammit, you had that's when Drag started fucking around with Pro Stock and Junior Griffin
mm-hmm.
and Red Eye Sam, goddammit, hooked up. Man, we used to go all the way down to Atlanta and shit and all over to Texas.
Goodson and Griffin. Goodson and Griffin.
Yep. Griffin and Goodson.
Yeah. Sam Goodson.
Yep. Used to go all down to Atlanta and shit. That's when I first met Kelly down in Atlanta.
Yeah, that was some good old days, boy. It's a good car. That's a good
yeah.
old car. You see some good racing back then, boy. Your money, you get your money worth. Meet a lot of good people.
I remember now the dude used to come ask my mother, can he take me to the track? So we go to US 30. And, shit, man, he just takes dogs and sit up there in bleachers. And I come get you, and I need it. Every now and then, I might have to go on down there and help him uncap one of the cars or something because I was so small I could get up under there. But, man, I sit on the bleachers, and one of the guys was up there betting like crazy and talking shit. Oh, man, just have a ball. Yeah.
Hey, did somebody get killed down there after them bleachers one time?
Well, at 30?
Yeah. At 30.
Yeah, yep. Somebody got shot up there in the stands.
Yeah, they said when they fired them funny cars, them Draxes up, whatever the one they fired up.
That's when they shot him. That's when they shot him. And man, goddamn, I looked around and saw this blood shooting out my man's head. I tore out of the stand. I said, damn.
My brother, I wasn't there that day. Roy and them my own head went down and they was saying somebody got killed in the bridge. They when they fired the funny cars up, you couldn't hear no gunshot.
No, you couldn't. Man, I looked around,
good,
got them spotted blood.
I was down by the finish line when it happened.
Yeah,
hey,
this happened
right there. Was that an NHRA or RHRA?
AHRA.
AHRA.
Yeah, American Hot Rod Association.
That's amazing. Some of the greatest come from up out of that stuff.
Yep. Used to have the cavalcade. Just they had a cavalcade of stars coming in on a Wednesday night. They had about 8 funny cars that was touring the country all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And we used
then
to call
had
it
Jerry.
Nice street fight, goddamn.
Yeah, then you had Jerry and Rabbit out there with their goddamn Dodge.
Yeah, Jerry Cotton out there with Race Riot.
Yeah. No big thing. Yep, those were the days, though, man.
The Heat Song Camaro. The Kissing Bar Brothers with the Heat Song Camaro.
Yo, Heat Song, no motherfucking windows in it.
Hard
they
don't
say that car never had no windows in it, man.
Never had no windows in it. But nothing but a motherfucking roadster.
What about old Frankenstein on that Harley?
Oh, yeah. What was the name? Dale what? Dale something. Used to have a motorcycle that ran an ET5. Then he had two motorcycles. I forgot what class they used to run, but he had two of them.
you get off one, goddamn it, race it in this class, in this bracket, and then you get on the other one.
Yeah, I remember when Roman.
Hey,
Roman,
who was that had? Was Public Enemy or Dodge?
Public who? Enemy?
Yeah.
No, wasn't that a 56 Chevy kid?
I thought Public Enemy, I thought that was a Dodge.
It might have been a 56 Chevy, Mark. I can't remember, man. It's so motherfucking long ago. Shit.
No, I'm telling you.
It might have been a 56 Chevrolet.
Kid, when you out there with Romez, my buddy Romez that I bought my orange 69 from, he had his 69 called Bad Luck. And he blowed the transmission up in it. Bad Luck was a Coco Camaro, original 427 car. He blowed up the clutch in it. So he took his C30 GMC red tow truck and ran it and won the event with the truck. With the tow truck.
I thought it was out there. Yep. That goddamn, that night, CW had Yellow Fever and Dangerous. The Malibu that drag finally got a hold of.
Uh-huh.
That was a hell of a race.
A wheel stand on there with that Vettin and knocked all the front end off that motherfucker.
Yep.
All that fiberglass all the way up to the bumper just crashed when it hit the ground up with that sucker.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, who was that? Wasn't that boot called If? You remember that?
What, Mark?
It was called If. It was a 68 or 60. Yeah. That's all it said on there was If. It was a 68 booth split color.
I think
I heard that.
I heard the name, and I just can't place it. I can't place it now.
Yeah, that was a pretty ass car, 68 booth. And it had a split paint job. Like, the car was half green and half yellow. The driver's side, I think the front fender and front door was yellow and the back trunk was green. And on the other side, it was opposite. The front fender and door was green and the back was yellow.
Yeah. Well, you remember Calvin Hart's, what was it, 64 Malibu he had? The maroon color?
Yeah.
Sir. What happened? That car was up for sale. It was over in Illinois somewhere. Because I had somebody want to buy that car. We couldn't find it. Yeah,
yep.
he passed away, and somebody,
mm-hmm.
some white guys bought it, and then they had it up for sale again.
Mm-hmm.
We were trying to find that car. One of my partners here wanted to buy that car.
One thing he did, he took, remember he had them old fender flares on there. He took them off and put new quarters on it before he passed away.
Mm-hmm. Because the last time I saw that car, I think it had got the, the ass end cut where he could put tires up under that. They didn't have to be sticking out of shit.
Right, right. Yeah, you're right, Payback. I don't know what I said. How?
Heartbreak.
That's
yep, exactly. Yeah. that was a 65. We had a 64.
Hey, kid, wasn't that dragging them had that boot No Ambition?
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And then you had Joe Sadmary out there in Superstitious
Weehaw.
Camaro. That's when his first. Yeah, Weehaw. That's when they first started trying to run Pro Stock back in goddamn 1970.
Remember, he beat Jenkins at 41,
yep.
And Jenkins made him what they tried to make him what they call it tech. They tried to make him tear it down.
Yeah,
and he wouldn't tear it down, so he got disqualified.
Yep. That's when Bob Litton used to come to 30, goddammit. Shit.
Yeah.
Harry Dog and them come out with Tough Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, those were them days.
Them were them days. And now the funny thing is, come out there.
Doc Byron used to come from Michigan and start running Pro Stock.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, somebody should have kept up with that stuff, man. That's some good stuff.
Oh, Raylo knows a lot about all this shit.
Yeah.
Raylo good at keeping up with all this shit.
Yeah, you remember Dexter?
Yeah.
Dexter was the first one to have he had a beautiful Vega. Set up like a pro stop. Beautiful car.
Right.
Beautiful.
Yep. Yep. Then you had Willie Poole and Skip coming along in drag racing.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you had Sonny them over there on 33rd. Had Sonny them over there on 33rd in Michigan. Got them the psychedelic shack, 6'8 Camaro.
Yeah. You had Sam Scott and them over there with the high chaparral Camaros, and then over there on 67 and Wentworth, they had Honey Crate. Honey Crate was like a purple, dark purple 67 Camaro, big block. They used to keep at that Shell gas station.
Yeah. Yeah, Raylo keep up with all that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know anything about them older days, goddamn, just ask Raylo. Drag got a good memory of this shit, too.
Yeah, man. I done talked to them guys 2, 3 in the morning talking about this stuff and sharing pictures and stuff.
That would be up here, we had a lot of people that had a lot going on at US 30. So we used to go to the city hall and pull up some stuff because there used to be a lot of drag races in Michigan City. Used to go to US 30.
Right.
And they used to always put up. If you come there and win a trophy or what was that other thing they used to give? Because when that feed shop here burned down, a lot of that stuff got burned up in there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Canola's Automotive. So there's a lot of cars used to come out of Michigan City had Canola's Automotive on.
Mm-hmm.
Shit, I was sponsored by Performance Auto Parts with my Nova.
Now look, you want to hear Mark, you want to hear something funny? It's a dude named TC from Chicago. Was sponsored from Washington. It was from that same parts store. Had a 66 Chevelle with a turnaround big block. Moved here in Michigan City. Had Gang Green on the side of it. His name was TC. I had to ask Roy, but he stayed right down the street from my parents. And he had a Washington Auto Parts. What it said on that fender.
Washington Auto Parts. Right.
That was
Rachel's
people on Washington
Auto Parts. Was that 59? It was on 59, right?
59
and
Halsey. They said Gang Green. He had a pretty car, too. It was all pretty, painted all up in green. It was a two-tone green. Because back then, they had all them old exotic colors on the tires back then.
Yep.
Yeah.
Gang Green. He's from Chicago. Moved up here.
Hey, kid, just think, right now, Damon and Fulton would have been packed right now. The street dry, too? Shit.
Man, please.
And if you didn't get there by a goddamn 10 o'clock, you wasn't going to be able to park around that motherfucker.
You couldn't park no motherfucking well.
No, sir.
You're right. And the only thing kept a motherfucker from racing down on Damon and Fulton, goddamn it, the police would come along and turn the water out. So that was the only thing.
Yes, sir.
You ain't going to do no race. They cut the water on you.
No, sir. Them motherfuckers would come through there and turn the water hydrants on. Wasn't nothing you could do.
Hey, no, you might as well go on Costner. Go somewhere.
Yep. Lead and go on Ogden and Costner. Lead and go on 42nd and Cicero. 39th and Orion. Out here in goddamn in the Chicago Heights. Yeah, wasn't nothing you could do.
Hey, that's time to come up and pull up. That's time. We ain't gonna tell y'all leave.
No,
turn the
water on. Ain't a goddamn thing you can do.
Yes, sir.
Damn.
They wasn't no arguing with no motherfucker. There wasn't no arguing with no motherfucker about, you know, y'all got to go and this and that. Just turn the water on.
Turn the water
on
y'all ass. You get that out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one. I remember,
that's
I don't know,
one,
they must have pissed, off somebody because it was one night, Danny, everywhere we went, it was like they followed behind us and they turned on the water.
Right.
Everywhere we
turn on that water.
Even on
Ogden and Costner. Yep.
I know one time we came to the Grove, and that amphitheater back there, they had the water coming on back there.
Yeah.
Turning the water on back there by the amp.
Yep. Yeah, that's what made us start going, goddammit. That's what made us start going out on Klein Avenue, goddammit.
Yeah. They turned that water on a many times. Man, they got where they would turn all the streets. Remember, kid, they used to turn all the L streets going, all the K streets going north. Then next week, you have all of them going south. You have to go all the way to Cicero or go all the way to Pulaski just to go through.
Yeah.
Every week they would turn all the streets in one direction. They would turn that water on it. Sometimes that water would be on as 5, 6 o'clock as soon as it started to get dark. They would turn that water on.
All night long.
Roosevelt and Kilbourne, Ogden and Costner. The ancestors created the court on Chicago Avenue. They started turning on again.
Yeah, worst come to worst, you could always go to Raybon and shoot some dice.
Yeah, I'll go there. Then you would sneak right on 16th and Kilbourne.
Sometimes he'll come out with that pistol and run away from there and start shooting that pistol. Then he'll run you out from over there.
See, the only thing about 39th and the Rhine, them motherfuckers over there in the projects, them motherfuckers over there was vicious. The motherfucker wants you, if you didn't pay them, they wouldn't go, they go to shooting the can on, so you couldn't fuck around over there. Stupid motherfuckers.
I remember one day, now we over on the west side, we done brought Lil Steve's boo, and we about to run Terrio. So we over there by Nuck's people's house. So it's a bunch of us came from the south side because they was making
nice
cash on this race. It was a bunch of us, and we all standing out there. And then Nuck walked over there and said, "Hey, man, look, we're going to go on down the street somewhere because these guys don't know y'all, and they want some of y'all to leave here naked."
Yep.
They going to stick up the whole crowd. So they were like, "No, we ain't going to let that happen to y'all, man. We're going to get on out of here." And I think we went over on Ogden and got the race on Ogden. The race didn't get on until about 5 that morning, but we got it on out there. And we got Steve got away. We spent the night literally out there. Yes, we did. Yep.
Hey, Mark, did White Bud ever sell that Camaro he's had sitting on the side of his shop, man?
Who's
He had a Camaro when I was coming around there. He had a Camaro set back there over in that corner all the time.
What year was
it?
Camaro?
About a 68, 67.
Black?
I think it was like a primer black.
Yeah, that was Big Junior. You still got it?
Huh?
You say you still got it? Did somebody say you still got it?
I know. I said I was wondering if he still got that car.
If this is the one I was thinking about, that was Big Junior's Camaro. I think that's the one he took to the track. And the axle broke right on the line.
That's it. Yes, that's it. He let that thing go, and it broke. That was at 41. That's a stop accident and trying to let that thing go with that clutch. That folk that track fool around ground, hold that motherfucker accident, come on out of there.
Yes, sir. What about Kenny up in Michigan? With that note.
I didn't really know him.
Yeah,
When I moved around, that's why I started there.
The whole ring is shut out from there, Cobb. Yeah.
Damn.
That was crazy.
Hey, was he making power or he just had some jump?
No, he had a motor in there. He had a motor in there. Matter of fact, he still got the car. It got put back together last I remember. He still got it. Yes, sir. Yeah, man.
I would love to see some of them guys came back, you know, at the holiday, when the holidays, they have holidays and they have a big show with them kind of cars, come back up there. You know, because back then, people was going to the track. See that? Let me bet.
Yeah.
That's how I met Marty Bilicki down. Oh, Marty had that big 70 boot.
Big Marty, baby.
Marty, before his parents, he had stuck a sausage up in that song. He got away with that convention. They had a motor in that big old booth.
They had a garage or something around 71st in Harlem.
They used to hang out at Duke's over there. They used to stay at Hot Rod Duke's over there. Them people from Hot Rod Magazine and Car Craft used to come over there to Duke's and be doing interviews on them and taking pictures of them.
Yep.
I wonder whatever happened to Bill Reed's old car.
I don't know.
Old Monte Carlo.
Yep.
We went down to St. Louis,
goddammit, and some drag had Dangerous, and he ran Bill Reed. Them motherfuckers just know, goddammit, Bill Reed was going to fuck drag up. Drag, goddammit, got in that old motherfucking Dangerous and woke Bill Reed's ass out. Now we're talking to town on the motherfucking south side.
Yeah, he whooped him in Indy, too. That's when I videoed him. I videoed when he whooped him in Indy. Mike Dragon was having a problem with that car back down there, too.
Yeah.
Kind of, the night wouldn't come on the tunnel, kept messing up down there. And that last time, the announcer was pointing and telling Drag to get in. The night wasn't working right, but for some reason, when that tree dropped, that night just came on in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Bill Reed had a nice old motor off of that old thing because he was on motor and Drag was on straight.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Reed told me that he hated he sold that car. Because he didn't know how rare the car really was. It was an SS Monte Carlo, but it wasn't an SS 454 Monte Carlo. It was an SS 350 Monte Carlo. And he said they only made a handful of them. He said he hated to let that car get away.
No giving.
Oh, yeah. Boy, I mean, we can't even count all the races we done seen in our lifetime on the street, at the track. Shit. Can't even, hard to even think about for so many.
Man, I used to hang out, goddamn it, down on Damon and Fulton from Friday and Saturday and leave from down there, goddamn it, head to the
US
30 Sunday morning.
Yeah. Y'all damn your race every day then.
Come back from the track, go home, fall into a coma. Hey, that's why I don't sleep
the
fuck right now.
Y'all sons are racing every night.
Every night, man. Friday night, Saturday night. Yeah.
That's why you hear me say all the time that guys like Skin. You don't want to admit it, but Skin be the closest thing to him. But Tony Bynes, why you hear me say all the time they can't carry a Jack jockstrap? Because we raced 8 days a week back then.
Yep.
It wasn't no waiting until no weekend. It was four or five races. It wouldn't be nothing for two and three races. Matter of fact, back on Hastings, back in the days when
yep.
they just line up back at the track
yep.
and run back to back to back.
Right.
That's why I said it.
Yep.
That's why I said it. Because back when he was really street racing, drag had 8-10 different cars all the time or more
mm-hmm.
and racing every day of the week.
Yeah.
It wasn't no such
yep.
thing as waiting until an event
you
to race or wait till you go to the track to race and you run
mm-hmm.
every night.
It was guaranteed at least 2 or 3 races a night, every night.
A night.
Damn
every
near.
Night. Yeah. That was just my guarantee. Yeah.
And you didn't have to lock in. All you just had to do was tell the motherfucker, man. You had your
right.
ass on
no, well,
tonight.
See,
I'm
well, see, that's a new age. That locking in is new age shit.
Mm-hmm.
All you had to do was meet up
well,
around
we,
OCs
well,
or
is, we locked
over
in,
the squares, them, or anywhere.
Like it is now, though. We locked
no.
in. But what they didn't do, didn't nobody try to take nobody's money. A lot of times, the
yeah.
money would go in the pot. And if not, when you showed up, they just give your money back to you. You
right.
lock your money back then was just show up money. That was just sold to
mm-hmm.
show up. And if you broke your car or something and you couldn't race that night, well, fix your car and then get busy. It might be
right.
2 days later, a week later.
Yep.
Nobody take the money. The game would turn to, they just robbed the game now.
Right.
Because it's nothing
it's
like what
it was.
And truthfully, people don't want to admit it. A lot of people don't want to admit it. Older guys will. Like now, I got to tell you, we're going to be in the lane at 7 o'clock at 7 o'clock. He want to get some money. See, back in the
yeah.
old days, he'd have got his teeth knocked out. He wouldn't have got no money. He would have knocked his teeth out.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. And it's not about racing now. It's just solely about trickery. And then, you know, how about
mm-hmm.
that's not what the game about. The game about you? No, it's not. The game about racing. Be in
yep.
the lane at 7 o'clock. No, Joe goes stand in the lane and say, well, you told me to be in the lane, so I'm standing in the lane at 7 o'clock. You know,
right, all that
guy,
old kind of bullshit.
That's just stupidity, man, yeah.
You want to take a lockup. If you told a man to be in the lanes at 7 o'clock, you want to take the lockup at 7:01 or 7:02. Man, that ain't no racing.
Yeah. That's what has messed the game up. It really messed the game up. And a lot of these, they don't like the way I talk no way. So I just see a lot of these fools out here that call this a race, and there's a reason the game messed up like it is now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So when the racing was racing, man, it wasn't. I broke my rear on Dota trying to run Jerry. The rabbit went to the garage. Got 56, brought it back and told me, well, Cram, I might as well help you put this junk together. Nobody asked
mm-hmm.
for no park out money. All you want to do is
mm-hmm.
get that junk fixed and
yep.
get back there.
Right.
Now, we was on the line, like I said before, kid, we had busted out and up jumped the devil on the line right there on the door for $20,000,
mm-hmm.
which was a $40,000 pot plus the side bets. And when they tried to laugh, if you remember, they tried to laugh at me when I see it. Everybody tried to call me a lie. But for the most part, they tried to call me a lie. Had them a lie for $20,000 apiece. Jerry's
mm-hmm.
transmission exploded. It sounded like a car's back up to gear in there. I was trying to see that race. And when Jerry's
yep.
transmission exploded, it sounded like a time bomb went off. Didn't nobody holler, man, you drop that cash. No. The only thing they did was put that car in the trailer, took it back to the shop, got bolted, and came back and still beat us. We knocked the pot down
mm-hmm.
like $5,000-$6,000 a piece versus the 20. But anybody asked for no money. Well, you know, it just
yep.
it went like that.
That goddamn Elton and that goddamn cigar.
Yeah, she got down there. Yeah. They went and got tea.
Oh,
they went
man.
And got square in a tea car called Bolted and came on back. You know. You got some of these fools, man. I tell you, I live off. Ain't a nigga living off no drag racing.
Yep.
Yeah, you ain't making a living off drag racing.
Not grudge racing.
Yeah, that's on me. You ain't doing it, man.
Nope.
They just made the game bad. They really made the game bad.
Yeah.
It ain't nothing like it was. If you ever had country. CW
yep.
and Big Jim
mm-hmm.
them around today. Man, see, it was
yep.
40% of these guys in racing today. See how their cars lined up over there on our list.
Mm-hmm.
And it made them bring their cars to get it over here.
Yep.
What they do today.
Because I know Big Top, that goddamn Big Pile, goddamn, he'll race all day long.
Oh, man.
Goddamn Big June, baby.
Why you hear me say what I say?
They coming on way down, kid.
Huh?
They coming on way down.
Yep.
Big June, Big Pile, what is that? Your car, his car, and anybody else's car.
Yes, indeed. Man, that tickled the shit out of me. He was down there in Hattiesburg, goddamn it. Big June and goddamn it, Bobby, goddamn it, got the wrestling down there. Big June told Bobby, said, if you hurt me, motherfucker, you're going to have to take care of all these 26 kids I got back in Chicago. Bobby said, go ahead on, man. I don't want no parts of
that.
I said, Lord, that much. Big June said, you got to take care of all them kids. Bobby said, go ahead on. Oh, man.
I tell you something else, kid. You know it to be true. Back then, when you got off work, your wife knew where you was at. You knew you weren't coming straight home. You knew, I mean,
yeah,
yeah. Everybody practically knew where you were going, you know?
Yeah.
Close the shop, V-line, straight to the Ozzy Garage.
Right.
Yeah.
All they had to do,
either
all your wife had to do.
Come on down on Fifth Avenue.
All your wife had to do is know the four or five places that you might be around. You're going to either be down by Old City, over by Waltz, over by Squares, them somewhere.
That's right.
Down on Daniel Quarter, you can be found.
You can be with a girl. Where you gonna be at?
Yep.
On the weekend, it wouldn't be nothing for $1 million to be over a meal or more to be at Olsen's garage. It wouldn't be nothing for $1 million.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That cracker every Friday, every Saturday. And Sunday up until Sunday wouldn't even start thinning out around 8, 9 o'clock at night. Then it may start to
right.
thin out. And if you celebrate,
had to go to work Monday
morning. What in? Yeah.
Yeah.
I seen Kirchner many nights. Kirchner left Ogden and go straight up to 16th Street to the old coal mine.
Yep. Yep. Sunday his chips and pops and stuff.
Yep. That's why you hear me say it was different. Yeah, I'm not saying go back. I know we always look forward, but it's a whole different animal now.
Oh yeah.
Hey.
Yep.
You know, if y'all remember on the hole in Torrance, on this heyday, you could go out there and there'd be food vendors, go out there and buy you some food off the track. You could get you some pussies, a couple of bros, they were pimping out there. You can get in the dice
man.
Game or you can drag race.
Yeah,
hey,
well,
Mark,
country
it
you still us.
That doctor said, it would be never Big Junior to bring that camp out there with 5, 6 different one of them. Have them there been there butt behind
yep.
naked. He's
yep.
he said about a half a pimp. Go up in the half a pimp, you can't hurt it. Can't hurt a half a pimp.
Right.
And he was there the camp butt naked. It would be nothing for Junior to do that, man. Well, get
if you want any kind of snack, country had them. Pops, chips, everything.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Still up.
And if the police came, we run out there to the lounge on Torrance. We all run into the lounge,
mm-hmm.
and you had the Purple Mountain gas station right across the street to get the race gas.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. If these young people could see what we've seen and what we've been through, they wouldn't understand it.
Uh-uh.
Hey, kid, remember Drag
yeah.
went to the truck that night? And bought that big orange Dodge and Big Lou hit the wall over there and killed one with it.
Yeah. Yep. When that seat broke on it and it ran to the wall.
That seat broke on it.
That's right, Ranch. Well, yep. It messes up, so it was never the same after that. But they tried to borrow another car the next night. I think the next night he bought another car. See, a lot of them just know drag for the last 15, 20 years. You know, I've been doing drag since I was like, we've been doing this since like 17, 19, I'm a few years older than drag. And please, because I've been running every day, 7 days a week. I don't know if there was only a battle racing. I've seen drag sit up in the house with no heat on and buy auto parts. And he wasn't the only one that would do it. You know, law would do it here. That race car came first.
Yes, I've seen a few families get hurt by that drag race and broke up their family.
Oh, yeah.
That race car came first, that's for sure.
Yep. Had a men and women, goddamn it, walking around with their lips poked out.
See, a lot of them come over kill boy and jump on these man.
Yep.
Then we turn sideways. You kill more about this car than you do me.
Yep.
I've actually seen divorces take place back then, but behind them cars.
Hey, boys, Zappa coming out from the door. Hey, how y'all doing? Where D at? Oh, he in the garage with his bitch.
Yep.
Yeah.
He back there. He with that bitch. Oh.
Back here, 37 and a half years ago, man, that had been again about 3 or 4 months. We had made it to the Cinderland Motel. You know, the Cinderland Motel. Back then, anybody had a cell phone. But only somebody really had cell phones then was like Big June on the west side. You know,
right.
Back then, it was
loud in the car.
Well, yeah. Man, look. We had just got there. She had went in, took a bath, and got in the bed. And the beeper went off. That beep went off. I looked at my beeper. That's Dee Dee. I called me, said, man, we been calling you. We holding the car. We had to do it. Don looked at me. She said, go ahead. I'll be here when you get back. Because she knew what the race taking place, you go.
Yep.
A lot of this crazy stuff in racing. It didn't kill the older guy's desire for race. It just kind of like just took a thing away from him to go see it. And when they don't go through the streets. I remember him, man, about 10 years ago. I said about 15 years ago now. Vernon, Big Lou's son, called me and told me I'm racing on the door. He said, I'm going to come get you. I said, I'll meet you out there. He said, I'm going to come get you, man. And he was driving both two cars. He said, I'll meet you out there. I said, well, I'll meet you there. He said, all right, you got to go. Because he knew I wasn't coming. You know, just to kill your desire to go see a street race.
Yep. Last street race I was at, goddamn, that's when Country got killed. I ain't been to a street race since. When I looked off in there and saw that man's head.
Man, I told him that night, kid, I had said to myself, I said, you know, I was running trailers right off of, right before, you know, you're going up Central and North Avenue, and right before you go up to the overpass to go over Grand. Tyrone Davis used to have a club right there on the corner.
Right, on the west side of the street.
On the west side of the street. There's a gas station there and there's a club there.
Right.
Man, I was running trailers in that lot right behind it. And I kept telling myself, I'm going to go by and kick it on Dad in a few minutes. And you know what I'm saying? Let me get me another one. And I about got home about 3, 4 o'clock that morning. My phone rang. I walked up the steps. I called Big Man back, and he said, man, Dad just died. I said, who killed the nigga now? You know, I'm thinking in a race. He said, no, dude, you did. I said, I know. I see he must have lost a big one this time. Who clipped him? He said, D, you understand? He said, his head got cut off.
Yep.
I said, big man, I heard that. I was like, who cut his head off? I said, who did it? Then I said, big man, wait a minute. you saying dead? And I was standing right in front of my computer. Just so a good thing I was going to right there in my chair. I just couldn't believe what I'm saying.
Man, I looked off in that car and saw that man's head. I said, oh, my God. I headed back to the west side.
I ain't really been up on the street but since in front because that round concrete pillar that he hit. That's what they tell me, that's what he hit first. That's the exact place I used to always stand and miss so he could see the race. I let him stand up on that concrete so he could see the race.
Yep. That was the last race I've been to on the streets.
Thank you.
I don't want to see that kind of shit no more.
Back then, kids, you know, we would go to the track. You run the track. All you didn't get the track, you run straight back to Olson's Garage. That's how you leave the track.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, straight back to Olson's shop. Time to get it on. Jane Smith and Sci-Fi Lady.
Yep.
Recent. Junkyard take 100 and walk around to 100 different people.
Oh, man. Goddamn junkyard can walk a bit.
Yeah, that jump or something. Yeah. Well,
goddamn junkyard. No, he was lucky.
Man, everybody loves him. What am I going to stand for?
Yep.
He hurt. Yeah, everybody love him. Even Joe was out west, out south, that little joke, you know, what going to be them putting your hands on him? You know, that's just where
no,
too many people are going to either pay the bet off or take the fight up. He wasn't going to get one. And Joe could tell you in a minute why I have if I got to get you money, I don't need to bet you. No,
oh boy!
What are you talking about?
When I get back to the garage, oh boy, he take care of that.
Junkyard, boy. I told him the other day we were talking when Charlie beat Tealy out there with the old Lincoln. And Joe said everybody that better with him told him come get paid because we should have won. Well, he wanted he give him 50, 200, what you bet 100. When he got the junkyard, I said, well, how, Joe? I didn't have to see, honey. No, he admit. Joe dropped that cigar. He was laughing, so he gave him 600, too. But Joe dropped that cigar. He was laughing, so I said, he's no junkyard bad now. I said, well, how, Joe? What are you talking about? Nigga won't laughing.
Yes, indeed.
Track me with something back there, boy. Yes,
is that old white boy Mike, old Budweiser Mike off the north side, is he still living or do anybody know?
I don't know who you're talking about, kid, but I don't even know. I know you're talking about. I think Drag said he is still living. His name came up a few weeks ago. Yeah, I think Drake still living.
What about Lil Dude? Is he still living?
You know, Lil Dude asked Country. He called Country. And Country told me this. He called Country, and he asked Country for some money. And Country told him, hey, Country said, Lil Dude told him, well, I guess I'll see you later then. He said, little dude hung the farm up. Remember, little dude used to breed dogs. He was selling dogs.
Yeah.
Had nobody heard or seen. Nobody that I know of haven't heard or seen from little dude since then. Man, that was a long, well,
between years
ago. Yep. Because
that was
a few years before Country died, and Country been dead 20 years.
Yeah.
Country been dead over 20.
Yep.
Yeah. Because Country got killed back in the 90s, when Country got killed, back in the 90s.
Yep.
But, and nobody that I know of, and I've asked a few of the older guys, and they all said the same thing. They said, man, we ain't seen little dude since before Osa left.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think about it every time somebody asked my little dude, I think about that issue right there, because that was the last time anybody that I knew of, you know, heard anything about it.
Yeah, yep.
I don't know if he owed somebody some money or
what.
Yep. You knew when he pulled up, kid, he would pop that clutch and snatch that little driver's tie up in there on that little one bag.
What was that, a Chevette or something?
A little Chevette, yeah. A little Chevette.
Yeah.
That jig would jump that crazy. You know, little dude in the house. And I don't care how you slap him around, he didn't weigh 65 pounds with two bitches of fire. One country would slap him in the cane. The very next day, he'd be right back in. You couldn't make him stay up over there. What's that?
Uh-uh.
What you do? What's that?
What's going on, D? What's going on, Kit?
What's going on, Leroy?
Oh, man, God damn it. Just hopped off that bird in the sky, God damn it.
Oh, man.
I hear it's been some humbugging going on around this motherfucker.
You got to stay off them birds in the sky, God damn it. I hear parts of shit falling off them. Something happened to one today.
Yeah,
God damn it, a pod fell off.
Yeah.
I heard